world lost a great leader today. Shinzo Abe, former Prime Minister of Japan, assassinated in the streets. Shinzo Abe, a great leader of Japan, a great uniter of Japan, a great ally of Donald Trump and the United States of America, and of our allies in the Asia region geopolitically. And so one must ponder if this assassination wasn't a message to other world leaders that might stand against globalism or be strong unifiers or nationalists for their country, a warning message to them or even anybody that stands against China, as Shinzo Abe wrote just a few months ago in April, an entire story headlined, "The U.S. should make clear it will defend Taiwan against Chinese invasion," and got very into why there in his story. And of course, we know that Shinzo Abe was a great friend of President Donald Trump. And here was Donald Trump's statement earlier today. "Really bad news for the world. Former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is dead. He was assassinated. His killer was captured and will hopefully be dealt with swiftly and harshly. Few people know what a great man and leader Shinzo Abe was, but history will teach them and be kind. He was a unifier like no other, but above all, he was a man who loved and cherished his magnificent country, Japan. Shinzo Abe will be greatly missed. There will never be another like him." President Donald J. Trump. And so I can't help but want to reminisce on some of the images of Abe and Trump. There they are sharing a handshake at a meeting of the minds. And we'll roll through some of these photos here. I thought there were some nice images. Here's Donald Trump with Prime Minister Abe on Air Force One. They both look to be having a great time, as the aide is behind them as well, it would appear. Good times to be had for all when Trump was president. Let's see what else we have in the montage. Here's Donald Trump. He's letting Prime Minister Abe know, hey, there's a water creek there in front of that green. You may want to try to clear it. See it right there? He's pointing at it. They're playing a round of golf. Good memories for them. Let's see what else we have in our photo montage today. Ah, yes, Trump Tower. Here is Abe and Trump in Trump Tower sharing another handshake and a smile. Good times. Good times had by all when Trump was president and Abe was still alive. Let's see what else we have in the montage. Another one of them. This is them in the White House as they're both laughing at the crazed White House press, certainly. We all laughed at them when Trump was in office. And Abe having a good time with President Trump. Again, good times had by all. Not so much the case. Now, this is a classic one. This one is great. We all remember Donald Trump crossing his arms at all the globalists in the EU and at these international meetings. But we forget that Prime Minister Abe, you can see him. He was also crossing the arms, matching Trump's demeanor with these globalist world leaders like Macron and Merkel and so many more, as they were strong nationalist leaders against the globalist leaders of the EU and elsewhere. So don't forget about Abe crossing his arms in that famous photo as well, sharing Donald Trump's energy. Here they can be seen sharing a good time at a sumo wrestling match when Trump was visiting Japan. And you see Melania's reaction there as the two men, the two gigantic men, facepalm one another. Shinzo Abe showing President Trump there a little Japanese culture with the sumo wrestle. And here they are. Oh, here they both signed a hat. Donald and Shinzo make alliances even greater, both with the signature there. Boy, how much do you think those hats are going for right now? Oh, man. Good memories were had by all. Here, remember Donald Trump pouring out the food into the koi pond, and then Shinzo did the same thing right afterwards. Shinzo Abe, a great world leader, a great unifier of Japan, assassinated, sadly. But we'll remember him as a great world leader and an ally of the U.S.
We have a giant sale going right now of amazing products that you and your family really, really need. And we also need the funding to stay on air and not have InfoWars shut down. You need these products. These are all amazing products at great prices at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the July 4th super sale, and it starts today. We have 50% off plus double Patriot points on Brain Force Plus, Ultra 12, Vitamin D3 gummies, Ultimate Krill Oil. That's a huge deal. Lung Cleanse Plus, Busy Magnesium, Prostagard, Ultimate Fish Oil, VasoBeat Complete, 40% off on Knockout Sleep Support, Alpha Power, Living Defense Plus, Whole Food Multivitamin, Pollen Block, Survival Shield X2, all Dr. Jones natural products, massively discounted 40%, and up to 60% off in double Patriot points on Super Female Vitality, and finally, save a massive 75% off on hair and beard support formula. It's 75% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And don't forget that Alex Jones is Right t-shirt while you're there.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is July 8th, 2022. This is the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. And I'm your host, Owen Schroyer, with you for the next 3 hours. We've got a loaded broadcast today. We're going to go back in time. We're going to go forward in time. We're going to be zenning out at times. And I should be able to cover the news I have on my desk, the different stacks, and then I've got 25 video clips to get to as well. And then I plan on taking calls for the entire third hour with Frank Kavanaugh and Michael Graves. So that's what's coming up today. Let me tell you what I got parsed out on my desk so far. We just covered the assassination of Shinzo Abe, and they're obviously it seems rather open and shut. Okay, they got the guy, homemade weapon. What was the motive? Seems pretty wild that that could happen to a prime minister with all the security there and with all the gun laws in Japan. But yet he was shot right in the street with a homemade gun, a homemade double-barreled shotgun. So was there something else going on? Was the individual shooter paid to go kill Abe? Was there some other motive? Is it a warning message from the globalists to nationalist leaders? Is it a warning from China to people that might stand against their aggression? Who knows if we'll have the answers to this, but the world certainly loses a great leader. Japan loses a great leader in Shinzo Abe. Now, I've got other news. I've got a lot of political news out of America. I mean, a lot. A couple stacks, in fact. The situation with the Biden crime family just keeps getting worse. It's quite amazing, actually, that even the squish Republican leadership of Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy, I mean, at this point, they need to be checked for a pulse. At this point, I think a silver alert needs to be issued. Not only is Joe Biden giving our strategic oil reserves to foreign countries, it's specifically going to China and Chinese oil firms that Hunter Biden does business with. I mean, give me a break. It is unbelievable. We gave the Biden crime family access to the bank, and they are robbing it dry. Not just of the money that's in it. I mean, the curtains, the chairs, the surveillance cameras, anything that they can pawn off for cash. the Bidens are selling it. Just an unbelievable crime family this is. And the thing is, I don't think anyone else in the family has political aspirations. So they know it's Joe Biden, and once he's done, the gravy train is over. So they got to loot this country and this planet for as much as they criminally can before old Joe bites the dust, which today, if you haven't seen yet, it's not that he just can't read off the teleprompter or that he's reads directly off the teleprompter. He's, folks, it's not even his words. It's not even his message. He doesn't even know what's going on. He sits down, a teleprompter's in front of him, and he can't even read off the teleprompter to begin with. He fumbles through the teleprompter speech that is right in front of him. And we got the videos of this. And now, what is this, the third time in his presidency where he's reading off the teleprompter and he reads a cue. We don't have teleprompters here, but I've worked in TV before. I know how they work. And there'll be speech, and then there'll be cues. And there'll be line breaks. And there's different symbols and stuff that you can recognize this. It's not really that complicated. But for Joe Biden, his brain is broke. So he reads the cues. So this is the third time now where he's reading the cue. It'll say go to next line or repeat last line or whatever, and he just reads it. So we've got that video. Oh my gosh, but just the absolute criminal theft that is going on with the trillions that are being spent, with the billions that are being sent to Ukraine, and now our energy reserve going to China and Europe? I mean, yeah, we gave the Biden crime family the keys to the country, and they are robbing it blind. Should we be surprised? I mean, it's like you just gave a heroin addict a bag or whatever full of heroin, and he's using heroin now. Wow, who could have predicted that? You gave the alcoholic a open tab at the bar. Now he's drinking all night. Gee, didn't see that coming. You gave the Biden crime family the keys to the country, and they are robbing it blind. Of course they are. You bring little kids into the White House for photo ops with Joe Biden. He grabs their crotch. Yeah, that's what he does. Oh, my gosh. It is just, wow. And then you've got the Treasury Department now protecting the Biden administration, or rather just the Biden crime family, and they're changing the rules, and now the Democrats are protecting them as well. Apparently, you've had 13 banks issue more than 150 warnings on bank accounts attached to the Bidens, where, like, you see potential criminal activity or fraudulent activity, and you flag the account, and then that goes to government watchdog services, law enforcement services, 150 times, and the Treasury Department just says, we're not touching this. We're not touching the Biden crime family bank accounts. We don't want to know about that. And then the Republican Oversight Committee requests access to these records. And then the Democrats rewrite the rules and say, okay, well, you can't get access to these documents unless there's a vote. And in order for them to get the vote number they need, the Democrats would have to vote to turn the records over. And, of course, the Democrats are voting not to turn the records over. Unbelievable criminal cover-up. Unbelievable criminal conspiracy. Unbelievable criminal activity. And Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy are as good as a poopy diaper when it comes to dealing with this. Pathetic. Pathetic. And that is just a small briefing on the political news I have. It doesn't even stop there, folks. I mean, the border stuff, other incredible stuff the Democrats are up to. It's not just the Democrats limiting these oversight committees to access the Biden crime family documents. It's everything. They're voting, and Adam Schiff is leading the charge. The Democrats are voting now to say that all the congressional oversight can no longer be accessed by Congress. And you say, well, that's the whole point, is that Congress has to, everything has to go through Congress. None of this is, can exist without Congress. You're dealing with Democrats. As soon as they can get rid of the vote in this country and just elect themselves, they'll do it. And that's what they're doing right now, where they're saying, oh, sure, Congress is supposed to have oversight over all of this stuff, but you know what? We're just not going to give those committees access to it anymore because we like running things our way with no oversight. That's why all the Ukraine money, Democrats voted that there would be no oversight. And then they say, oh my gosh, Republicans are a threat to democracy. Republicans are fascist. And at the Democrat Party is right now doing everything they can to undermine the actual political process in this country so that they can seize the totalitarian power that they so lust over. And it's all happening right now under Biden. And they know they got to rush to get this done because his time in office is short.
InfoWars has made history. You have made history in your support of InfoWars. And one of the biggest tools we've had to circumvent and override the censors has been Patriot apparel, so we can identify each other, so we can spread the word, and so we can push people to websites like InfoWars.com so they can understand the globalist plan and how to stop it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, 2 months ago we announced we're blowing out of all of our designs of T-shirts, some of which go back more than 25 years. All these shirts are limited edition. They are about to be history and will only exist in your closet, your drawer, or your wardrobe. So, there's only 15,000 shirts of 60-plus thousand left. In a couple weeks, they'll all be gone and they'll be history. We're selling them all at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get one of these historic shirts, hoodies, long sleeves, ball caps, you name it, while you still can. I want to thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com.
Experience the next level in high-powered energy nootropics with our latest BrainForce offering, BrainForce Ultra. Now it is easier than ever to take in the new liquid form with 8 beneficial super ingredients. BrainForce Ultra is the result of years of enhanced formulation. Free of toxic additives, each ingredient is specifically selected for its many key properties. Some of the proprietary super ingredients behind BrainForce Ultra include guarana seed, which is loaded with energy compounds and antioxidants that have been used by Amazonian tribes for centuries. Alpha GPC, a natural compound found in the brain that delivers an essential nutrient, choline. And ginkgo leaf, which is also known for its exceptional antioxidant content. This product is more than twice the servings of our BrainForce Plus as well, so you know it's packed full of the good stuff. Destroy that brain fog today and secure your bottle of BrainForce Ultra before it is completely sold out at InfoWarsStore.com.
Dinesh D'Souza's new film, 2000 Mules, is the most important documentary in modern times because it proves how the deep state stole the 2020 election and how they're planning to steal future elections and complete our journey to basically being like Venezuela. Now, it's great that it's online. It's great that millions watch it online. But you need to have the high-quality HD DVD in your library with the expanded extras so it can't be censored in the future and so you can show it to everyone you know. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 2000 Mules today and get it discounted up to 30% off when you get it with other documentary films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, the seminal classic that predicted the Great Reset, and of course Part 1, Part 2, and now the new Part 3 of COVID Land. Get them separate or get them together, massively discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. But everyone needs to have 2,000 Mules in their library so the globalists can't censor it. InfoWarsStore.com to get 2,000 Mules today. The July 4th, 2022 Super Sale is live and only running for 1 week exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Double Patriot points and 40 to 75% off. All items are at least 40% off, and some of our best sellers are 75% off. This is the biggest sale yet of the year. Some of these products we're selling at below cost. We've got to move them out of the warehouse to be able to continue to stay on the air. So please take action and declare independence from the New World Order by keeping the tip of the spear on air and getting great products at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all this July 4th for your continued fight for America. and I would encourage you to join the fight even harder now because we're so close to winning. InfoWarsStore.com and celebrate July 4th, 1776, part two against the New World Order, because the answer to 1984 is 1776.
Infowars.com/show.
And when we look at where we are economically, and we are in a strong, we are stronger economically than we have been in history. And when we look at where we are economically, and we are in a strong, we are stronger economically than we have been in history. And when we look at where we are economically, and we are in a strong, we are stronger economically than we have been in history. And when we look at where we are
that's what it is, folks. We are stronger. We are stronger economically than ever, says the White House press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre. Stronger than ever, she says. Really incredible stuff. As if that's not incredible enough, Brett Kavanaugh was forced to leave a D.C. restaurant, a Morton Steakhouse, last night because Democrat terrorists started to show up and threaten violence. It's the liberal summer of rage, and so you know what they do. During the liberal summer of rage, they rage. And they were raging at a steakhouse last night and forced Brett Kavanaugh. Yes, there it is.
Liberal summer of rage.
They're raging because they can't murder their babies. So they're raging. And they're raging because Brett Kavanaugh is attempting to have dinner. And so they rage at the restaurant. He has to go out in the back. Steakhouse Morton's made a statement condemning the violence and the activity. But when Jean-Pierre was given the opportunity to do that today, instead she said, no, Democrat terrorism is part of our democracy in clip 8.
People should be allowed to be able to do that.
In a restaurant.
If it's outside of a restaurant, if it's peaceful, for sure.
Really?
Peaceful protest. Your first question was intimidation.
So Chief Justice is, because protesters do not agree with an opinion that they signed on to, have no right to privacy, is what you're saying.
But Peter, this is, people have the right, this is what a democracy is.
People have
the
right.
That's
not
a democracy.
People have a right to privacy, but people also have a right to be able to protest peacefully.
Is that
peacefully?
State?
It's the intimidation and the violence that we condemn.
No, you don't. First of all, that has nothing to do with the democratic process. That's a republic where we have God-given rights, you see. So she doesn't even understand the basic political science of the matter. It's pretty typical for a lib, for a Democrat. And then there's the, we condone... We don't condone violence. Yeah, you do. Of course you do. I mean, do we have to play all the clips? Democrats saying they want unrest in the streets? Democrats saying that who says the First Amendment has to be peaceful? I mean, we have all the clips. Do we have to play it? We all know what goes on. They bail out their terrorists, their rioters from jail. They give them jobs at universities when they come out of jail after trying to blow up federal buildings and after killing police officers. They celebrate terrorists. They are terrorists. They don't condemn the violence. They condone it. They promote it. And so that's what's so frustrating. They say, it's about peaceful protest. Okay, if it was peaceful, it'd be one thing. It's not peaceful. You people aren't peaceful. You're violent, radical terrorists. Oh, I'm sure Jean-Pierre would love it if she couldn't go out to dinner anymore. See, and that's what I'm saying as a side note. It all funnels back into this phenomenon now of, and it's really not even political. I mean, when you're talking about the Democrat Party terrorism, yeah, okay, that's political, them targeting Kavanaugh or other people. But it all funnels into the larger phenomenon of just leaving your house in this country anymore is a pain. I mean, you've got to brace yourself to go out in public now. Yeah, I mean, we could sit here and we could point the finger at the left and Rightfully so. I mean, we saw what they did in the summer of 2020. We see Antifa and BLM terrorizing people. We know the Democrat Party has a history of terrorism, and now they promote it, and they're worse than ever. So, yeah, that has something to do with it. But it's a larger issue where you think Brett Kavanaugh wants to go to have a steak dinner anymore? You think Ted Cruz and the other Republicans that have to be faced with Democrat terrorism and violence, Rand Paul and others, you think they like going out for dinner anymore? You think they like going out for walks anymore? You think they ever want to go out and be part of the free market system anymore? No, because there's so many damn terrorists out there and criminals that run these cities that you just can't even leave your house anymore. You don't even want to. And when you do want to, or, you know, you got the itch to, you're like, oh, it's like, oh my gosh. It's like, all right, I'm going to do it, but oh boy. Really sad. Just another sign, another symptom, sadly, of our collapsing civilization. But this is the Democrat terrorist party that's been promoting this activity. Here's one of their terrorist groups, Shut Down DC. They're allowed to operate on Twitter, by the way. Yours truly? No. But terrorist Democrat groups, absolutely, like Shut Down DC. And they put out this statement just before the Kavanaugh confrontation at the steakhouse. DC service industry workers, if you see Kavanaugh, Alito, Thomas, Gorsuch, Coney Barrett, or Roberts, direct message us with details. We'll Venmo you $50 for a confirmed sighting and $200 if they're still there 30 minutes after your message. Hi, paging FBI, paging DC police. We're talking about a whole new level, a whole new section of criminal activity now. When you're promoting criminal activity with money, with financial payouts and benefits, this is now a whole nother criminal conspiracy that nobody will look into, nobody will investigate, because Democrats are above the law. You know, I'll just get this off my chest right now, because it's relative to this issue. I don't want to spend a bunch of time on it. I've currently got 3 pending cases in Austin dealing with death threats and assaults against me. I invested more hours of my life this morning to no avail, because the most recent assault against me, the Austin Police Department declined to file charges. And so they told me my only option now is to go through a municipal court, which is going to be even more painstaking and more time out of my day and my life, even though I have video. This is a different case. I'm talking about the last case at the public park, where a man grabs me, kicks me, shoves me, and removes me from a public park. I mean, multiple crimes into one, and I have multiple angles on video of all of it. Not to mention he violated certain security codes, but I won't even get into that. That's more of a private issue. And I've got all of it, and I still can't get charges pressed. And again, I have videos, documents, all kinds of stuff for death threats. I get nothing. I've got videos, police witnesses of assaults. I get nothing. Videos of assaults. I get nothing. And I have to jump through all these hoops, and it's like, it'd be one thing if I could actually defend myself in public, but everybody knows if I did, I'd go to jail. Everybody knows if I defended myself against any one of these people that ever assaulted me, I'd be in jail. And that'd be it for me. So I just have to sit here and take it. And I'm not going to cry victim, because that's not my ideology and that's not who I am. But see, it all goes back to the breakdown of civilization. You can't even go out in public. There's Democrat terrorists running rampant. The Democrat Party is a criminal group that's running the country into the ground with all their corrupt district attorneys. They've defunded the police. The police don't even want to do their job. There's clearly 2 standards of justice in this country, and I'm sick and damn tired of it.
There is nothing, there is no more epitome of free speech than right here. And that's what people recognize and resonate with. And as Ward said, you're not going to find a better place for information. You might not agree with everything. You might not agree with all our perspectives, but we cover all the information. And there's nowhere else really that does it like we do here. Thank you for that, Ward. InfoWarsStore.com, by the way. The products he mentions, InfoWarsStore.com is where to get them, folks. And we do have the best supplements. I mean, just like we try our best with our news coverage and our information,
we do the best with our supplements as well. I mean, look at the hair and beard support formula. Folks, this is a joke. I mean, we're giving this thing away. It's 75% off. By the way, it works for me, in case you haven't noticed. The hair and beard formula is working for me quite well, I might add. Quite well. My barber appreciates hair and beard support for men. I go and see him quite often now.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWar.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the truth. We have the smoking gun evidence. We know what happened during the 2020 election, how the deep state-controlled Democrats stole the election. All the proof, absolutely cut and dry. There's no denying it. It's the film 2,000 Mules by Dinesh D'Souza, and we have the DVD with the expanded extras available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. You can also get the DVD with massive discounts when you get it with other films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, and the new COVID Land, The Shot, Part 3 that just came out. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the film every American must have. This is the most important documentary ever made in U.S. history because it proves that a major presidential election was stolen, and it shows how they did it and how they're planning to do it again. Get 2,000 Mules now at InfoWarsStore.com and show it to everyone you can so they don't steal the next election.
We have a giant sale going right now of amazing products that you and your family really, really need. And we also need the funding to stay on air and not have InfoWars shut down. You need these products. These are all amazing products at great prices at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the July 4th super sale, and it starts today. We have 50% off plus double Patriot points on Brain Force Plus, Ultra 12, Vitamin D3 Gummies, Ultimate Krill Oil. That's a huge deal. Lung Cleanse Plus, Busy Magnesium, Prostagard, Ultimate Fish Oil, VasoBeat Complete, 40% off on Knockout Sleep Support, Alpha Power, Living Defense Plus, Whole Food Multivitamin, Pollen Block, Survival Shield X2, all Dr. Jones natural products, massively discounted 40%, and up to 60% off in double Patriot points on Super Female Vitality. And finally, save a massive 75% off on hair and beard support formula. It's 75% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And don't forget that Alex Jones is Right t-shirt while you're there.
InfoWars.com/show. Warning, this broadcast contains subject matter
that might trigger
liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
It's Independence Day, so let's talk about what's going on in America. Freedom is under attack in your state. Dictator Ron DeSantis incredibly lets you walk around without masks. That tyrant allows your kids to go to school during the pandemic, year two or four, or who the hell knows. I urge you living in Florida to join the fight. Or join us in California, where we'll take the money you earn and give it to people who don't work. Visit San Francisco, where you can walk through human feces. If you're lucky, you might step on a syringe. Check out Los Angeles, where gas is so expensive, your kids only need to skip a meal or two or ten to afford it. California, where freedom means lockdowns for you, while I go to the places you can't afford. Don't let them take your freedom. Come to California, where we'll take it, along with your money.
Brilliant stuff. VoteTheR.com is where that comes from. It's a fake political ad for Gavin Newsom, but the vibes are obviously real. And I'll tell you this, it's a race against time, but the squish Republican Party is dying. I mean, there's a new breed of a conservative. There's a new breed of Republican that is non-squish, that wants to fight the Democrats intellectually and politically. Not the Mitch McConnells, the Kevin McCarthys that hide in a hole like a scared rabbit or something. No, these are real fighters like Jerome Davison in Arizona and Kari Lake and so many others. The age of the squish Republican is dying, and that is what Democrats are really afraid of. If we start fighting back, they're done. I mean, that's like, you know, a 6-year-old trying to fight Hulk Hogan in his prime, and Hogan is just sitting there taking it until he decides, all right, I'm going to pick this 6-year-old up by the scruff of his neck and throw him out of the ring. And that's the analogy if Republicans ever decide to fight back, and I'm seeing it now. And here's another example. This is a real, I guess you could call it a campaign ad, but it's really just a video from Ron DeSantis. You gotta love this. DeSantis declares November 7th Victims of Communism Day in clip 18.
This tower represents a symbol of freedom. It stands as a symbol against communist oppression. From 1959 to 1974, more than 650,000 Cubans came to the United States to flee the oppressive communist regime of Fidel Castro. Today, I am signing HB 395, which will officially designate November 7th as Victims of Communism Day to honor the more than 100 million people who have fallen victim to communist regimes across the world.
Thank you, Ron DeSantis, for recognizing the death and devastation that leftism and communism has brought this planet, the deadliest ideology in world history. Thank you, Ron DeSantis. Now, I want to cover two issues right now from an intellectual perspective for you to kind of chew on and form your own perspective. But there's two issues. It's Trump versus DeSantis, and then it's Republican versus Democrat, that I want to explain quickly where I think it stands. Now, dealing with Trump versus DeSantis, I think there is a section of voters that would not vote for Donald Trump, but would vote for Ron DeSantis. DeSantis is a little more of a clean-cut politician, doesn't carry the baggage or negative imagery or whatever you want to say that Donald Trump carries with him. Whether you think it's legitimate or not, that's the case. That's how people see it. And I think it's fair in some cases. Not to mention, Trump did do things and made mistakes as president. Sure, DeSantis will too, but the point is DeSantis doesn't have that track record like promoting vaccines and letting censorship happen like Trump has. Now, on the flip side, I don't think there are any Trump supporters that wouldn't vote for DeSantis. So it's the kind of thing where politically right now, I feel that Ron DeSantis is the better choice for the Republican Party. However, and this is my sentiment that I'll repeat now, the Donald Trump that I'd like to see run and win again is the Donald Trump that has the experience to actually make good cabinet selections and administrative selections that won't undermine him and stab him in the back, and to come back with vengeance against all the people in D.C. and the media that have wronged him, but in criminal ways. And have all the things that have been done to him done to his political enemies. Now, that might be a little bit of a going to a dark place, but that's where I stand on that, and I think that's a good intellectual approach heading into a potential Trump versus DeSantis. I do think Trump is going to announce. I think him showing off his new paint job on his airplane is part of the hype. I don't think DeSantis would want to run against Trump. So I think Trump has the clear path moving forward, but in that debate, that's kind of where I see it politically. Now, quickly, Republican versus Democrat. What does that really mean? What is the understanding? Remove all the noise, remove all the framing and all your preconceived notions, and it really just comes down to this. The Democrat Party believes almost religiously to the point where as long as they can control it, the Democrat process, meaning that if they can outvote you, they win. And if they can vote you into slavery or vote you into whatever it is, if they can vote you into it, then that's it. Now, that's not how our country is set up. We're a republic with a political system that is democratic. But that process is there just to protect our freedoms. We've come a long way from that concept. So the Democrat Party is the belief that the Democrat process is number one, and so they can vote anything any way they want. That's why they flood the borders with illegal voters. The Republican Party belief is that the republic is the top priority, and that the citizens that represent the republic, we the people, their rights cannot be voted away, but they stand firm given by God. That is the basic understanding and the basic principles practically of the two parties. Democrat Party believes they can vote you into submission. Republican Party believes it's a republic over a democracy. Your rights are guaranteed. That's the big difference. And I think that difference is going to be fleshed out more here as we get closer to the midterms and the lines between tyranny, authoritarianism, totalitarianism, which is what the Democrat Party represents wholly, and between your rights given by God, your freedom shall not be infringed, your free market republic, which is what the Republican Party doesn't perfectly represent, but certainly protects more so than the opposition. So that's where I think the kind of political ideology spectrum paradigm lies right now between Republicans and Democrats, and then between Trump and DeSantis. All right, now, when I come back, I'm going to get into all the latest breaking news. Now, today is the last day at InfoWarsStore.com. We're supposed to end the July 4 specials tonight. So this is supposed to be the last night to get these huge discounts, folks. Again, the July 4 specials include, we've got all of these great supplements, top-rated, top-selling supplements, 40% off, like Knockout Sleep Support, Alpha Power, Living Defense Plus, Whole Food Multivitamin, Pollen Block, Survival Shield X2, all Dr. Jones natural products. You know what? I said I was going to tell my Survival Shield X2 story yesterday. I didn't get to it. I had a new pair of ball shoes that I wore Tuesday morning to play basketball. And it was a Wednesday. I can't remember. And so I got a pretty bad abrasion on one of my toes. You know, you get new shoes, you run in them, you usually get blisters and stuff. And it was really irritated. And so I took a Band-Aid and I put two drops of Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine on the padding of the Band-Aid, wrapped it over my toe, kept it on there for a day, and when I took it off and I looked at it, it was completely healed. Completely healed. And before I put it on, it was a pretty bad abrasion. It was kind of irritated. It wasn't looking so good. Put the Survival Shield X2 on there and completely healed up. Now, it's not really sold for topical purposes. It's just that's how incredible this supplement is. Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm a humble person, and I want to say that I'm just a man. But I'm not just a man. Just like you. No matter what color you are, whether you're a man or a woman, you were made by the creator of the universe, who had a plan for you, who has a destiny for you. And that's why the system hates you and fears you, and that's why they hate me. It's because the spirit I carry is one of justice and truth and courage and honor and will and love. My friends, the enemy's coming after me, not because I'm a loser, but because I'm a winner. They're coming after you, not because you're a bad person, but because you're a good person, because you love God and God loves you. And so I signed up for this. I signed up for this fight, and I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer, but I can't fight this fight without you. And that's why I want you always to remember that I appreciate you and I thank you, because InfoWars is your fight. InfoWars is your baby. It's a thing you built. We did this together. So God bless you all. Let's keep fighting. PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com. Or simply follow the URL that is a hyperlink to PrepareToday.com from PrepareWithAlex.com. High quality storable food is now back in stock, ready to ship to you and your family. We've not sold food for 3 months because there was a wait. Now there is not a wait. Almost every other storable food distributor is completely out and will not have more food for months if ever. And the prices are exploding. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to protect yourself and your family and not be dependent on the system. The time to be self-sufficient is now. We have the best deals on high-quality storable food and a whole spectrum of other preparedness and survival items right now at preparetoday.com. That's preparetoday.com, or simply type in preparewithalex.com, and it's a hyperlink to preparetoday.com. Get prepared now at preparetoday.com. The July 4th, 2022 Super Sale is live and only running for 1 week exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Double Patriot points and 40 to 75% off. All items are at least 40% off, and some of our best sellers are 75% off. This is the biggest sale yet of the year. Some of these products we're selling at below cost, but we've got to move them out of the warehouse to be able to continue to stay on the air. So please take action and declare independence from the New World Order by keeping the tip of the spear on air and getting great products at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all this July 4th for your continued fight for America, and I would encourage you to join the fight even harder now because we're so close to winning. InfoWarsStore.com, and celebrate July 4th, 1776, part two against the New World Order, because the answer to 1984 is 1776.
Dinesh D'Souza's new film, 2000 Mules, is the most important documentary in modern times because it proves how the deep state stole the 2020 election and how they're planning to steal future elections and complete our journey to basically being like Venezuela. Now, it's great that it's online. It's great that millions watch it online. But you need to have the high-quality HD DVD in your library with the expanded extras so it can't be censored in the future and so you can show it to everyone you know. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 2000 Mules today and get it discounted up to 30% off when you get it with other documentary films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, the seminal classic that predicted the Great Reset, and of course Part 1, Part 2, and now the new Part 3 of COVID Land. Get them separate or get them together, massively discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. But everyone needs to have 2,000 Mules in their library so the globalists can't censor it. InfoWarsStore.com to get 2,000 Mules today.
Infowars.com/show.
Let's see if I can cover all the crimes of the Democrat Party in a 10-minute segment. Just the recent ones. I mean, just the ones developing in the last 24 hours. 10 minutes. Start the clock. Probably not enough time. Here we go. Biden administration sold nearly 1 million barrels of oil to Chinese state-owned company tied to Hunter Biden. Oh, as if it's not bad enough that our oil reserves, while our gas prices are skyrocketing, almost $10 a gallon, by the way, in California now. Who told you it'd be $10 a gallon by the end of summer? Oh, yours truly right here. And now it's at $9. But, oh, we're having an energy shortage and crisis and the gas prices at the pump at record highs, and Biden sells our petroleum reserves to China. As if that's not bad enough, it turns out that it's a Chinese company that Hunter Biden has business ties to. Wow. Wow. The Biden administration sold close to 1 million barrels of oil from the United States Strategic Oil Reserve to a Chinese company that has one of Hunter Biden's equity companies once bought a $1.7 billion stake in. You scratch my back, I scratch yours. And of course, Biden said, oh, I have no idea about these deals. I've never heard about any business deals with China. Now we have the voicemails of Joe Biden calling Hunter Biden discussing business deals with China. Mm-hmm. Incredible criminal activity. I mean, it's the most cut and dry, obvious criminal activity you could ever imagine. And nothing will be done about it. Because they're Democrats and they're above the law, whether it's them assaulting people at a park or whether it's them stealing our oil and money, Democrats are above the law. It doesn't stop there with the Biden crime family. It's just unbelievable. Treasury Department accused of blocking probe into Hunter Biden's business dealings. Now, again, the probe is being blocked, and I've got some ideas about this. But apparently there's over 150 flagged transactions from 13 banks that Hunter Biden has accounts at. Folks, you get one or two of these things, and it's like it's a national case. Biden has hundreds. House Republicans say Treasury won't hand over Hunter Biden documents unless Democrats join request. You say, well, what do you mean Democrats join request? It's an oversight committee. They're supposed to just get the documents when it's requested. Oh, but so what did the Democrats do? Treasury faces mounting scrutiny for giving Hunter Biden cover with new rule for document requests. They made a new rule, folks. They made a new rule to protect the Biden crime family. I'm not even kidding you. And so the new rule they made is if these oversight committees are going to get access to documents, they have to have a majority vote from both parties. So the Republicans can't get access to documents that they, that it's not just their right or whatever to have access. It's their job. It's literally their functioning entire purpose is to get access to these documents. And so the Democrats rewrote the rule, said, oh, no. You can only get access if we vote for it too. And of course, when the access vote for the documents into Hunter Biden's bank transaction was filed, Democrats voted no. And so Republicans can't get that. But hey, when it's Trump, they don't need any requests or any, they just get everything they want. Or when it's me, they just get all the access, everything they want. But when it's actually Hunter Biden doing international deals that are red flagged, and now the Biden administration sending energy and money to Hunter Biden's business partners, the Democrats say, no, you're not going to look into that. Now, why would they do that? Because they know Hunter Biden is a criminal, and they know the Biden crime family is so obtuse, so unmitigated in its criminal activity that one look into their books and it'll be obvious. Just what they do without looking behind the curtain is obvious. It's crazy. It's crazy. And it doesn't stop there. Again, I mean, I'm just overwhelmed with it. Journalist Julie Kelly. Folks, I'm telling you, these Democrats, man, it's what's so frustrating. Like, forget about right wing, left wing, all the other stuff. I mean, the damn Democrat Party is a group of criminal terrorists. Like, that is not a partisan comment. That is just a damn fact. Sorry, let's get back to the content. Adam Schiff files amendment to NDAA that would conceal any info collected by the U.S. military for use in congressional investigations or court proceedings. Are you seeing it? Are you seeing the common thread here, the common message? Democrats are voting. They don't want transparency. And now that they run the military, now that they run the White House, now that they run all these activities, they don't want any transparency. You want to look into the red flag on Hunter Biden's bank transactions? No. You want to see what Democrat Party's leadership is doing to the military? No! As Julie Kelly says, massive attempted cover-up of enormous proportions and preemptive power grab to prevent GOP oversight next year. And that's what they're afraid of. If the GOP takes back the House, or the House and the Senate, they'll have no way of blocking these investigations. That is, unless they rewrite the rules, which is exactly what they've done. So if a Republican Party gets control of the House and the Senate and they actually want to investigate Democrat crimes, now they won't be able to because the Democrats have put all these new rules and regulations in place where they, the Democrat Party, have to sign off in investigating the Democrat Party. Julie Kelly goes on, think about what this means. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin can decline any request for materials related to deadly Afghanistan withdrawal, woke policies, vaccine mandates and injuries, January 6th, among other issues. For example, GOP committees would be prevented from examining the military's role in the events of January 6th, including the use of assets before and on that day, as well as the use of intelligence services such as NCIS, which we know were part of the investigatory process. What are they trying to hide? So again, the entire purpose of these committees in Congress is oversight. That's the entire purpose. And now the Democrats have written new rules saying, nope, no more oversight from Congress on our activities. Marjorie Taylor Greene responds to other things in the newly filed NDAA. In the NDAA, American taxpayers are going to be forced to pay for our military, along with NATO, which America basically pays for as well, to be permanently stationed along Europe's eastern flank. In other words, to go to war with Russia over Ukraine, a non-NATO ally. You know, that's another have-your-cake-and-eat-it-too moment of this Biden administration. Why are we really defending Ukraine? They're not a NATO ally, or they're not even a NATO country. That's the whole purpose. We defend NATO countries. Ukraine isn't. But they can't have Ukraine join NATO because then they know it'll be a larger war with Russia. It'll be a real war with Russia. So they're having their cake and eating it, too. And it says in the document, Marjorie Taylor Greene has shared the document, by the way. It says they're now going to have permanent troops on Europe's eastern flank, a direct confrontation, a direct affront to Russia. Taylor Greene goes on, in the name of defending Europe, which Putin has said he's not going to invade, this states the American taxpayer has to pay for and send our American military to defend Europe that is not under attack from Russia, while our own border is under invasion and Biden's administration doesn't care. And she just highlights all the text of this new NDAA. The NDAA gives $1 billion to Ukraine and $0 to secure our own deadly border invasion. Oh, another $1 billion stolen through Ukraine, laundered through Ukraine, the Biden crime family. The U.S. spent over $2 trillion fighting goat herders and mountain clans in Afghanistan for over 20 years, costing thousands of our military lives, and Biden pulled us out with nothing, not even any of the $1 trillion in rare earth minerals and abandoned Americans left there with their fate up to the Taliban. What nightmare will our idiot president and his woke genderless cabinet lead us into engaging in a war with nuclear Russia? While these morons drain our strategic oil preserves and sell our oil to Europe, India, and China, and of course, the Bidens get their cut, 10% for the big guy, and send our liquid petroleum gas to Venezuela, our own people are going broke at the pump. You can't get any more America last than this, except it looks like an international suicide. Yeah, Joe Biden putting the gun to the head of America and about to pull the trigger. The only hope is that his finger's too weak to do so. When it comes to national security, I fully support the most aggressive approach because I am the last person that anyone wants to cross if another country dares to hurt our people. Yes, I am a mama bear, and I will relentlessly punish our enemies if they were to attack us. But I am staunchly against this proxy war with Russia while grinding down the lives and infrastructure of Ukraine, and so are the American people. The only thing that needs to happen in Ukraine is a ceasefire and ending that war immediately. Zelensky is not in charge of America. Our people are. And by the way, that's what Russia's saying. They're saying, look, we're done. We've done what we want to do in Ukraine. So let's have a ceasefire. Let's have a peace agreement, and we can just go on. We freed the people of eastern Ukraine like we intended to. We eliminated the neo-Nazis like we wanted to. That's it. By the way, you in the West have stolen billions of dollars from your citizens, so you kind of got what you want too. Let's call it a day. But no, I don't think the Bidens are going to call it a day. I think they're going to go for billions more stolen through the proxy war in Ukraine and put the world closer to nuclear war.
Our world is so full of hype. We are force-fed dehumanizing propaganda by the corporate media, by the controlled churches and the universities. And why is this the case? Because we innately, by God, have been given the keys to our own minds, our own psyches, our own souls. And by connecting to God, we can empower ourselves and transcend the, quote, fallen or sinful state. So the chemicals that we ingest and all the things that we try to bring into our bodies to change who we are only lowering us. They're only making us more depressed. In the end, they're only making us less fulfilled. It is only by going within and really making that connection to God that we can truly empower ourselves. That's why the globalists bombard us with toxins and chemicals to block us getting the normal vitamins and minerals and trace elements our bodies need to be healthy and to be able to basically reach out beyond the third dimension. And that's where the incredible products come in at InfoWarsStore.com.
At this point, best case scenario is a few years of hard times for us all. And if we don't turn it around soon, then it will only get worse. But as bad as things are, we still have time to prepare. And that alone is something to be grateful for. A gravity water filter will provide you with clean, healthy water, even in the event of your taps getting shut off. And having your own food will save you from getting ensnared in government FEMA camps. And if you've already stocked up enough for your own family, you might want to consider stocking up for your neighbors. Some of your neighbors might not be prepared for what's coming, but you can help them by having an abundance of storable foods and water filtration. Whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Stock up now at preparetoday.com.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
It is noteworthy that the percentage of women who registered to vote and cast a ballot is consistently higher than the percentage of the men who do so. End of quote. Repeat the line. Women are not without electoral and or political or maybe precise, not and or political power. Consistently higher than the percentage of the men who do so. End of quote. Repeat the line.
Damn it. For the last time, anything you put on that prompter, Burgundy will read.
Ah, Biden Burgundy. Joe Burgundy reading the teleprompter once again. The cues that are not supposed to be read. His brain is broke, suffering from all kinds of mental deficiencies. But, oh, the Democrats, he's fine, he's fine. It's Trump that can't think. Yeah, right, Trump is playing 18 holes of golf every day, probably making 100 phone calls and doing business deals. But Biden is doing what? Putting on the Medal of Honor on the recipients backwards and reading cue points on teleprompters. And it's so bad now. Even CNN, whose job it is to protect Biden, even CNN is admitting the whole thing is a disaster. Here's two clips from CNN yesterday, guys. Give me clip 5 and then clip 27 back to back. These are both CNN clips. When they're turning on Biden and admitting it's a disaster, you know it's really that bad and that obvious.
As members of his own party and key supporters are getting more frustrated. They're questioning if the White House can muster the urgency to deal with huge challenges from the economy to the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade. And the rattled confidence is widespread. A Monmouth poll just found 88% of Americans think the U.S. is on the wrong track. That's an all-time low.
Even the economy, to some extent, you've heard Biden say this is Putin's fault. I think that excuse is sort of wearing thin with people across the board. There is this sense that he's not quite getting where he needs to go.
Yeah, no, he's not, is he? But you know what? Hunter has a solution for that, actually. Hunter knows how to get charged up and get where he wants to go. And so we've got the footage. Hunter Biden, this was after he was doing drugs on camera and flashing genitalia on camera at a detox treatment facility. He's doing drugs on camera at a detox facility. That's Hunter Biden. He was then spotted at the White House. We've got footage of this in clip 10 with perhaps a little audio that we can't confirm what's real. We've got speakers everywhere. We've got microphones everywhere. We're like the CIA and the FBI. We got our own microphones here at the War Room everywhere. And we might have picked up some audio at the White House with Hunter Biden yesterday, guys. Give me clip 10. Cocaine? Got any cocaine? I'm looking for cocaine. Do you have any? It's okay. I didn't think so. Hey, man. You got any cocaine? No? Hey, worth a shot, right? Who is this guy? I need some blow. Looking for someone to help me out. Can you help me? Next time? All right. Thanks. Yeah, you got any coke? No? No coke? Okay. Oh, man, nobody has any coke around here. What kind of party is this? Here, let's see. Maybe, gotta be some around here somewhere. Maybe on the floor? Here, I think there might be some coke under this chair here. Oh, it's Parmesan cheese. Hey, I was looking for cocaine under the chair. There wasn't any. Let me know if you find some, okay? Just let me know if you find any coke. All right. Hey, thanks. Yeah. By the way, did you see my video from the crowd? Oh, wait. Oh, hey, man. Hey, well, I'll pay you whatever for some coke. Can you give me some blow? You too. If you find any blow, let me know. I'll pay you anything. Ah, yes. Hunter Biden. Boy, oh, boy. I'll tell you, this Biden crime family is something else. And it just gets even worse now. The New York Post story, this was from months ago. Chinese elite have paid some $31 million to Hunter and the Bidens. And it just goes, it breaks down all the different business deals, the names of Hunter's companies. It's all on record. So, I mean, how much money are the Bidens making in the oil deals with China that are ongoing right now as the American people are getting crushed at the pump? I mean, this Biden crime family is ruthless. Ruthless gang of perverts and criminals.
The globalists are making their move. Their great reset is here. They're coming for your children. They're coming for the value of your currency. They're coming for your national sovereignty. They're coming for your very bodies with their biomedical tyranny. They're coming for your free speech. They're coming for your privacy. And ladies and gentlemen, they're coming for your right to vote and have your representative in government that you and your fellow Americans choose. The new film, the seminal film, the most important documentary ever made in my view, 2000 Mules, is now available on DVD with expanded extras at InfoWarsStore.com. You can also get the powerful film with other documentaries discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Everyone needs this DVD in their library to show everyone you know. We have the tools to bring these criminals to justice. They're planning to run the same scams again. This film can stop them if you take action. InfoWarsStore.com. 2000 Mules.
InfoWars War Room brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. The July 4th sale is ongoing. It will be over tonight. At least that was the plan. So get to InfoWarsStore.com and take advantage of 40% off, 50% off, 60% off, up to 75% off top-rated, top-selling supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. The extended Independence Day sale. Supposed to end tonight. Probably will go through this weekend, but we'll see. Maybe not risk it and do your shopping tonight at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, boy, oh boy, let me just start covering some of this other news I still have on my desk because I want to try to get through the rest of it this hour before our guests join us and we take phone calls. IRS audited former FBI directors Comey and McCabe. I wish I would have had this story yesterday with Tyler Bennett. This is an interesting one. So it's my understanding that this IRS audit that Comey and McCabe both got, it's this weird random audit that you basically have a 1 in 250,000 chance of being audited with for your life. So it's like a 0% chance you get this audit. This isn't like a suspicious activity audit or alerted audit or something like that. It's some random audit. Again, this is my understanding. I'm not the IRS tax expert, but just from reading the stories. And so The accusation is being made, ironically enough, that the IRS is being politicized right now against Comey and McCabe. So I guess, I don't know, would they admit that that's the Democrat Party? Because it is. So they don't really know what to do because they don't want to call it political targeting of the Democrat Party because then that would admit that the Democrat Party is running the FBI and it's totally politicized. But they're also upset that Comey and McCabe, former FBI directors that were Democrats and friendly with Democrats and protected Democrats, have been audited. So I'm not sure if anything is expected to come of it, but they're crying foul. They're crying foul at towards the IRS. Liberals and Democrats are calling it political persecution. Boy, oh boy, what irony. What irony. And what a taste of your own medicine, if that's even the case. I mean, the odds are against it not being that way, but maybe it's legitimate. So just a weird one. And, but see, the inspector general, though, he's going to see if it's political persecution. All the Democrat political prisoners and all the fake January 6th stuntery and Jussie Smollett and the rest of it, they don't investigate Democrat fraud. But, they're worried, this might be political persecution. What's going on with Comey and McCabe? We'll look into that. We'll protect our own Democrats, but we're not going to admit they're Democrats because then that would show us everyone how the whole system is rigged. So we can't do that either. Oh man, it's a nightmare. But sometimes they just tell you the truth. And like the left-wing interior minister in Germany wants to confiscate guns owned by members of right-wing AFD. He just comes out and says it, and he's now come out publicly with a plan to confiscate all firearms owned by members of the right-wing political party AFD. Interior minister of the German state of Thuringia, George Meyer, wants to withdraw gun licenses from Alternative for Germany members, a political party that holds 81 seats in the German parliament and 9 seats in the European parliament. He belongs to the Social Democrat Party, and he says he wants to disarm his political opposition. Bingo! Ding, 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 ding! And boy, that's coming out of Germany. I feel like there's some other history there of disarming your enemy in Germany. I can't think of it. It's not like Democrats have been screaming it for the last 10 years. What could it be? When in Germany do we have an example of German government wanting to disarm its enemies? I'm trying to think of it. It's on the tip of my mustache. It's on the tip of my mustache. Can't figure it out though. But see, that's the truth about the entire left wing. I actually have respect for George Meyer. Thank you, George, for being honest about what it is you want to do and what it is you believe. I appreciate that. Like when I go up and I talk to liberals and they're like, yeah, I think women should have the right to kill their baby in the womb. I'm like, even though the message is completely disgusting, at least you're honest. Tip of the cap. At least you're an honest person. I'd rather deal with an honest liberal every day than a lying liberal. Problem is 99% of them just lie all the time. But hey, here he is. Left-wing German interior minister saying, I just want to disarm my opposition. Thank you for being honest. Thank you. And now the German people can say, huh, is that something we want to do? Instead of all the lies that they tell. Oh, and then there's the border crisis here. This is just, folks, it is really bad. I mean, of all the different problems we're facing, it's really hard to say what the biggest one is. The border invasion is pretty serious. But see, the Justice Department is so desperate to keep the borders open. This is wild. This is the exact opposite the purpose of the Justice Department. The Justice Department's top priority is now keeping the border open. This is wild. Justice Department investigating Texas's Operation Lone Star border security mission. Folks, it's just $30 million now. $30 million to try to close the Texas border. It'll work for like 2 months of funding for cops and border patrol. Oh, by the way, Democrats are now forcing Border Patrol to punish the agents, the horseback agents that they accused of whipping. It was such an embarrassment. First, Democrats called for the investigation. An investigation was done. They found no wrongdoing because it was obviously a lie. There were no whips. I don't even think contact was made with the reins on the horse to the illegal immigrants. So it was just another Democrat Party lie. So the investigation went down, found no wrongdoing. We all saw the footage. There was no wrongdoing. And that's angered the Democrats so much. They have now forced Border Patrol to punish those agents. So Border Patrol did the investigation, said no wrongdoing. Democrats called up, said, we don't care about your investigation. You will punish them. And so now those two Border Patrol agents are being punished by Border Patrol. And the Justice Department, run by the Democrats, say, we're investigating the state of Texas for wanting to secure the border. I mean, this is bizarro world. This is upside down world. No, the Biden administration and the Democrats should be being investigated for keeping the border open. But instead, it's the exact opposite. You want to have a southern border? You're going to be investigated. And they'll cry racism. They'll cry bigotry. They'll cry xenophobia. The usual lies of the left. And it's stunning in its complete reversal of reality approach. So why doesn't the Biden administration just admit they want an open border? Because they're liars. That's what I'm saying. If they would just be honest, say, yeah, we want a wide open border. We want as many illegal immigrants as possible. And yeah, we want them to vote Democrat for the next 50 years. I'd say, thank you for being honest. Let's have a serious debate. Do the American people want that? No, but see, they say, oh, racism, oh, bigotry, oh, xenophobia. So that the people don't understand the real issue, the real agenda And then they have their worldview and their perspective and their ideology manipulated by the lies of the left. And then here's what we have to deal with. Bill Melligan reporting from the southern border for Fox News. By the way, he's the only other reporter I saw reporting on the press conference where Texas declared an invasion at the southern border. He was the only other reporter I saw reporting on that. In the first 4 days of July, Border Patrol in the Rio Grande Valley arrested five gang members and a sex offender. They included three MS-13 members and an 18th Street gang member from El Salvador who was encountered by TSA at Harlingen Airport who served 12 years for aggravated robbery. Yeah, and the Democrats gave him a free airline ticket. You paid for it. And by the way, they just got the numbers from the Rio Grande Valley and they're on pace for a quarter million, just short of a quarter million illegal immigrants in the Rio Grande Valley sector alone. Folks, that's one sector. That's one tiny portion of the border, a quarter million through the Rio Grande Valley. Now, granted, there's so much criminal activity and cartel activity in the Rio Grande Valley. That's why it's a number one stop. They run the hotels. They run the Democrat Party down there. They're making tons of money off the illegal border industry. But a quarter million in one sector, folks. And Jim Jordan tells the truth on it. He says the border crisis is intentional. The energy crisis is intentional. The inflation crisis is intentional. And that is totally and 100% right.
We have a giant sale going right now of amazing products that you and your family really, really need. And we also need the funding to stay on air and not have InfoWars shut down. You need these products. These are all amazing products at great prices at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the July 4th super sale, and it starts today. We have 50% off plus double Patriot points on Brain Force Plus, Ultra 12, Vitamin D3 Gummies, Ultimate Krill Oil. That's a huge deal. Lung Cleanse Plus, Fizzy Magnesium, Prostagard, Ultimate Fish Oil, VasoBeat Complete, 40% off on Knockout Sleep Support, Alpha Power, Living Defense Plus, Whole Food Multivitamin, Pollen Block, Survival Shield X2, all Dr. Jones natural products, massively discounted 40%, and up to 60% off on Double Patriot Points on Super Female Vitality, and finally, save a massive 75% off on Hair and Beard Support Formula. It's 75% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And don't forget, an Alex Jones is Right t-shirt while you're there.
There is nothing, there is no more epitome of free speech than right here. And that's what people recognize and resonate with. And as Ward said, you're not going to find a better place for information. You might not agree with everything. You might not agree with all our perspectives, but we cover all the information. And there's nowhere else really that does it like we do here. Thank you for that, Ward. InfoWarsStore.com, by the way. The products he mentions, InfoWarsStore.com is where to get them, folks. And we do have the best supplements. I mean, just like we try our best with our news coverage and our information, we do the best with our supplements as well. I mean, look at the hair and beard support formula. Folks, this is a joke. I mean, we're giving this thing away. It's 75% off. By the way, it works for me, in case you haven't noticed. The hair and beard formula is working for me quite well, I might add. Quite well. My barber appreciates hair and beard support for men. I go and see him quite often now.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Dinesh D'Souza's new film, 2,000 Mules, is the most important documentary in modern times because it proves how the deep state stole the 2020 election and how they're planning to steal future elections and complete our journey to basically being like Venezuela. Now, it's great that it's online. It's great that millions watch it online. But you need to have the high-quality HD DVD in your library with the expanded extras so it can't be censored in the future and so you can show it to everyone you know. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 2,000 Mules today and get it discounted up to 30% off when you get it with other documentary films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, the seminal classic that predicted the Great Reset, and of course Part 1, Part 2, and now the new Part 3 of COVID Land. Get them separate or get them together, massively discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. But everyone needs to have 2,000 Mules in their library so the globalists can't censor it. InfoWarsStore.com to get 2,000 Mules today.
Infowars.com/show.
All right, let's take a look at some geopolitical news and some energy news here. More proof. You know, I don't even know. It's really just odd that Infowars is next year's news today. It's not odd in that, I mean, you know, we're smart people here. We've got smart crew members that are just as informed as anybody. And our dedication and fervor in information gathering and distributing is obviously, plus our sense of urgency, is obviously top in the game. But it's still odd that people don't pick up on what's going on geopolitically in the planet, on the planet right now, and how the world order is being shaken up and the U.S. is being dropped to the low man on the totem pole and being turned into a third world hellhole right in front of us with corrupt politicians like the Biden crime family stealing our wealth right out from under us and giving it to other nations while they flood us with third world illegal immigrants. It's pretty obvious what's going on, but it's like every day I just sit here and nobody seems to realize it. Nobody puts all the dots together. China fires back, calls the United States the biggest threat to world peace, stability, and development. Boy, oh boy, where have we heard that before? Oh, yeah, that's right. Russia said that. That's right. And Iran has said that. Oh, and then what's this? Iran announces completion of transport of Russian goods to India through INSTC, which is the it links the Indian Ocean and Persian Gulf to the Caspian Sea via Iran, 7,200-kilometer-long major international shipping route for Indo-Russian trade. So this is a really complex geopolitical thing. I mean, I'd say my knowledge on this is probably a B, but on a curved scale, an A+. But basically, the West has been responsible with Israel for keeping Iran out of the global market. That's why Iran and Israel have been at such a knife's edge at one another, because it's Israel, backed by the West, that basically has tried to keep Iran down. And Iran is sick of it. And so now Russia and China and North Korea and India are saying, hey, why not get Iran in on the global marketplace? This is ridiculous. Iran is a developed nation with smart people and can be a thriving civilization like it was in the 70s before the West and Israel destroyed it politically. And so let's get Iran in on the deal. And they're doing it. And the problem is, there's two problems. One is that our leadership is so corrupt, they don't care that there's a larger world plan to destroy America. They'd rather loot it to death while it's on its deathbed. And then the media is just not telling you any of this is going on. So by the time you wake up in the third world hellhole they're developing here, you won't even know what hit you. So again, it's the new world order. It's the new geopolitical order of the Western way of life going the way of the dodo bird, and America as the leader of the free world being no more. And then when America crumbles under Joe Biden, they'll say, see, the Western way of life didn't work. And while I'm more of a fan of Putin than I am of Biden, and by the way, let me just say this. It is even risky to say that. That's the state that our country is in right now. The Democrat Party might come after me in 5 years for saying I like Putin more than Biden, and they'll say, look, he's a Russian spy. Never been to Russia, never talked to anybody from Russia, have nothing with Russia, but they'll just say, oh, look, he said this on air. That's how corrupt it is in this country. That's how deep I have to think about what I'm going to say. So there you go. I put myself at risk for saying I like Putin more than Biden now. The corrupt Democrat Party will come arrest me in 5 years for saying that, claiming I'm a Russian spy. Total BS. I'm an American patriot. But you see, that's the problem is whether I like Putin or not, I understand that Putin, as much as he's embraced Western lifestyle with his time in Germany, still has the Eastern political system embedded in him. And China still fully operates in that capacity of total human control. And so transferring power out of a collapsed West into a resurging East is ideal for the globalists because the political systems of the East and ideologies of the East, which I think Putin still has in his political makeup, is control of the citizens. And you can look at that from a liberal or a conservative political spectrum and say you could believe in control of the people to make them conservative or whatever, or to, you know, put them into a communist system. But that's the whole point is, in the East, it's more accepted, it's more understood, the notion that the government needs to have control of the people. People can't be trusted. That's why the West was such a revolution. That's why freedom, independence, the free market republic system in the West was such a revolution, because it gave the individual the power. It promoted self-government. And it was such a success, America became the greatest country in the history of the world. Now it's being synthetically destroyed. So yeah, the globalists love seeing the transfer of power and ideology to the East because it fits better ideologically with their system of the human must be controlled instead of the human must be trusted to control itself. So, but then you get more into the complexities of who's really controlling Biden. Is it Russia? Is it China? Is it both? How many deals are being cut between Putin and the globalists? Is he anti-globalist? Is he cutting back deals with them? Is he kind of neutral, but he's willing to wheel and deal to help Russia? So that's kind of the larger issue here. But seeing all the developments geopolitically worldwide, it all points to the same thing. The U.S. is being dropped to the bottom of the totem pole. The ideology that's getting promoted is the political ideology of the East, which is that humans must be controlled. And this benefits countries like Russia and others because they're being allowed to develop as the West is being forced into collapse. All part of a plan. And, okay, we've got more footage as protests continue to go on in Europe, whether it's the Dutch, now it's the Germans, the French, the farmers are now all protesting against the new green regulations, EU regulations that are meant to end farming. And then you've got Sri Lanka where there's no gas. I've got North Macedonia where there's protests going on. This one is a real complicated thing. Left wing, right wing. There's a lot of propaganda, but it's just total breakdown around the world. And you can see the clip 17 here too of Macedonia. And they're showing the clips of the farmers' protest, which is just growing every day, folks. The farmers' protest just keeps growing. Other countries joining them as well. Italy, Poland. So that's becoming a bigger story. But then there's other developments here. Millions of Canadians can't use debit cards due to nationwide internet outage. That's from today. I think you can see the dangers there. Power grid goes down. No cash. What are you going to do? Texas electricity demand hits record high as heat wave continues. Oh, they blame the heat, except no, it's the population boom. Sure, it's hot in Texas. It always is. What about the growing population? Oh, they don't address that because they don't want to admit that, because that would admit that red states work better than blue states. And they're testing the power grid now here and shutting off the power just like they do in California. And what are they going to transfer us to? Electric vehicles that don't even work. Ford's new electric truck was only able to tow a trailer 85 miles before the battery died. 85 miles. And they want to run the entire supply chain and agriculture industry with electric vehicles that don't even work. It's called a collapse.
The July 4th, 2022 Super Sale is live and only running for 1 week exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Double Patriot points and 40 to 75% off. All items are at least 40% off, and some of our best sellers are 75% off. This is the biggest sale yet of the year. Some of these products we're selling at below cost. We've got to move them out of the warehouse to be able to continue to stay on the air. So please take action and declare independence from the New World Order by keeping the tip of the spear on air and getting great products at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all this July 4th for your continued fight for America, and I would encourage you to join the fight even harder now because we're so close to winning. InfoWarsStore.com and celebrate July 4th, 1776, part two against the New World Order, because the answer to 1984 is 1776.
Sleepless nights seem to be a lot more common these days with everything that's going on both at home and the world at large. If you are having trouble getting to that deep sleep we could all use more of, our new sleep support formula, Down and Out, is just the thing. It's our new faster-absorbing liquid formula that is specifically designed to help you get the shut-eye you deserve. Formulated to improve upon our best-selling product, Knockout, with Down and Out, now the herbs and melatonin packed inside are extracted directly into the glycerin solution. So the ingredients are already dissolved into the formula before you even take it. One of the other sleep support herbs included is the passion flower, which was traditionally used by Native Americans like the Cherokees, who used it for its relaxing qualities. Be sure to take this product when you are completely ready for sleep, because you will be down and out. Selling out now at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars has made history. You have made history in your support of InfoWars. And one of the biggest tools we've had to circumvent and override the censors has been Patriot apparel, so we can identify each other, so we can spread the word, and so we can push people to websites like InfoWars.com so they can understand the globalist plan and how to stop it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, 2 months ago we announced we're blowing out of all of our designs of T-shirts, some of which go back more than 25 years. All these shirts are limited edition. They are about to be history and will only exist in your closet, your drawer, or your wardrobe. So, there's only 15,000 shirts of 60-plus thousand left. In a couple weeks, they'll all be gone and they'll be history. We're selling them all at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get one of these historic shirts, hoodies, long sleeves, ball caps, you name it, while you still can. I want to thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com.
I don't care if you work in a cafeteria or pump gas, or whether you're a farmer, a rancher, a doctor, a lawyer, or a millionaire. Fortune and Money Magazine have all done these profiles. You see it every year. 30 different tax returns, 30 different answers. 50 different tax returns, 50 different answers. And almost all of them just screw you over, especially the big firms and the big tax groups, because they're part of the system and they don't want the general public understanding this and knowing this. So it's a very important situation with inflation and all the things out there hurting everybody, to be able to do things tax-wise that's legal and lawful that allows you to keep more of your money. We wouldn't even be here if I hadn't gotten great tax advice in the last few years. The only way you fail is not writing down the URL, JonesTaxRelief.com, one word, JonesTaxRelief.com, or call 833-900-4285, 833-900-4285.
Infowars.com/show.
Trigger warning.
This broadcast contains subject matter that may offend liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
Remember, folks, Folks, the extended Independence Day sale is live at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of the huge specials, deep discounts on all our great supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. I'm an avid user of the InfoWars supplements. I can't even begin to tell you all the benefits, but I'm an individual that is obsessed with my personal health, and that's why I take supplements from InfoWarsStore.com. All right. I've just still got so much information and news to cover here before my guests join me that, folks, I'm just going to be swinging wildly now the rest of the way in news blitz fashion. To pick off where we left off with all the Green New Deal crap, and so they have these electronic vehicles. They want to do all shipping, all agriculture with these electric vehicles that aren't effective, don't work. And by the way, okay, so your electric truck can work for 85 miles of heavy towing, and then what? Are you going to have a gas-powered generator out there to recharge your lithium battery for 2 hours before you can move the vehicle again? So this is what they're proposing. The alternative energy, quote-unquote, doesn't exist, at least in an operational capacity that is effective, that can match the output that we have. So it'll be total collapse, total destruction, total devastation. And they know it. And it'll be even worse for the debt. Because here's what happens. Raheem Kassam shared this from the Daily Signal. And it shows it took 215 years for the U.S. debt to reach $7 trillion. So it's just this graph here. 215 years to reach $7 trillion. And then in the last 2 years, the U.S. has added $7 trillion in debt. Now, this is just the picture of what it looks like. This is what the Green New Deal looks like. This is what the new energy objective looks like. You're going to pay 300 times as much for a small fraction of the energy, like 10% of the energy. You're going to pay 300 times as much. And here's the problem. Because none of it exists, because the alternative energy sources don't even exist, the U.S. government has to invest trillions of dollars into alternative energy that doesn't exist, which then fails and becomes just a giant money theft like Solyndra and so many others from the Obama administration. So, hey, you want to drive an electric car? Fine. Let's not act like your vehicle isn't still charged by natural gas and coal, because it is. So you scrape the battery out of the rainforest. And by the way, you have to, I forget the numbers, like you have to mine like an acre of lithium to make one battery. I mean, it's horrible. It is so inefficient. But, oh, it's trendy. It's the electric car. And then it's charged by the same coal and natural gas that would charge everything else. But, oh, okay, you know, none of this makes any sense. None of it's efficient. None of it's economical. None of it even works. And so let's just invest in it. That'll work. That's how we'll do it. We'll invest in something we know won't work. An amazing policy. Oh, boy. It's just, oh, my gosh. But see, everyone else is realizing, huh, this isn't going to work. Let's go back to coal. Let's go back to natural gas. Meanwhile, the Biden administration says, oh, no. We're going to destroy the U.S. energy sector. We're going to make sure the people of the United States can't afford energy. And it's going to look like, you know, portions of Africa or the Middle East, where you're not even sure, you'll wake up, you're not even sure the lights are going to turn on. That's what the Green New Deal looks like. But hey, you're not allowed to say this because Biden's disinformation board will shut you down. So Democrats are pissed that the disinformation board is gone, and they published this story in the New York Times. Disinformation has become another untouchable problem in Washington. Numerous federal agencies agree that widely promoted falsehoods threaten the nation's security. Doing something about them is another matter. Yeah, there's this pesky thing called the First Amendment. Dang it. Dang it, do Democrats hate that First Amendment. Democrats want to take your free speech. Darn it, the First Amendment's in the way. Democrats want to take your guns. Darn it, the Second Amendment is in the way. So what's the Democrat consensus? Get rid of the First and get rid of the Second Amendment. There it is. Oh, yeah, sure, they took an oath to protect those amendments, but that doesn't mean a damn thing to our politicians. They're all treasonous. So what do? You want to censor Americans? That pesky First Amendment. You get rid of it. What do? You want to disarm Americans? That pesky Second Amendment. You get rid of it. And that's what the Democrats are calling for now. Rand Paul's six-penny plan might save Democrats their upcoming comeuppance, and he's proposed it's going to fail. No one, I mean, you know, they already voted the bill down, 29 to 67. Rand Paul was saying we need to go back to pre-COVID spending, which was already out of control, but it wasn't as ridiculous as it is now. It got voted down 29 to 67. Oh, the government loves spending your money, don't they? They love reaching into your pocket and spending your money. It's what they're good at. They're not good at much else, so that's what they do. They steal from you and spend your money. And they rig elections, the Democrats do. Republicans have as well. The Wisconsin Supreme Court says ballot drop boxes aren't allowed in the state. Oh, what do you know? What do you know? Unmanned ballot drop boxes are illegal. Well, if that was the case in the 2020 presidential election, Biden wouldn't have won. By the way, Maricopa County just came out and said that because of their independent audit, they are decertifying Biden as the winner of the 2020 election. You won't hear any of that on the news, and Democrats don't want you to. That's why they call for the First Amendment to be stripped. That's what they do. By the way, you know, I want to play this great clip of Alan Keyes. You know, Alan Keyes was a real treasure to this country, and he could have made a real breakthrough in the Illinois Senate in the year 2004, I think it was. But someone was there to block him. And do you know who that someone was? It was Barack Obama. Alan Keyes should have been the one that had the political arc of Barack Obama, but there was Obama to shut him down. Here's a great Alan Keyes clip when he debated Obama at the Senate debate in clip four on marriage.
Last Thursday night, you said, and I'm quoting you, where procreation is in principle impossible, marriage is irrelevant. You went on to say it was irrelevant and not needed. What about marriage between people who are well beyond their childbearing age? Irrelevant? Not needed?
No, simply a misunderstanding. The word in principle means relating to the definition of, not relating to particular circumstances. So if an apple has a worm in it, the worm is not part of the definition of the apple. It doesn't change what the apple is in principle. So the fact...
It retains its appleness.
To act as if concepts are laughable means that you want to be irrational. Human beings reason by means of concepts and definition. We also make laws by means of definitions. And if you don't know how to operate with respect for those definitions, you can't make the law. An individual who is impotent or another who is infertile does not change the definition of marriage in principle. Because between a man and a woman in principle, procreation is always possible. And it is that possibility which gave rise to the institution of marriage in the first place. As a matter of law,
possible in principle.
But when it is impossible, as between two males or two females, you're talking about something that's not just incidentally impossible, it's impossible in principle. And that means that if you say that that's a marriage, you are saying marriage can be understood in principle apart from procreation. You have changed its definition in such a way as, in fact, to destroy the necessity for the institution. Since the only reason it has existed in human societies and civilizations was to regulate, from a social point of view, the obligations and responsibilities attendant upon procreation. So when you start playing games in this way, you are actually acting as if the institution has no basis.
Alan Keyes is what this country needed, not the long-legged Mac Daddy Obama. So the Democrats sent Obama to make sure Alan Keyes could never rise up in this country. It's really a shame. By the way, he did another great lecture about why this country needs God. But that's
the July 4th, 2022 Supercell is live and only running for 1 week exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Double Patriot points and 40 to 75% off. All items are at least 40% off, and some of our best sellers are 75% off. This is the biggest sale yet of the year. Some of these products we're selling at below cost. We've got to move them out of the warehouse to be able to continue to stay on the air. So please take action and declare independence from the New World Order by keeping the tip of the spear on air and getting great products at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all this July 4th for your continued fight for America, and I would encourage you to join the fight even harder now because we're so close to winning. InfoWarsStore.com and celebrate July 4th, 1776, part two against the New World Order, because the answer to 1984 is 1776. I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on air 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul, all of it empowers humanity, all of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much.
There is nothing, there is no more epitome of free speech than right here. And that's what people recognize and resonate with. And as Ward said, you're not going to find a better place for information. You might not agree with everything. You might not agree with all our perspectives, but we cover all the information. And there's nowhere else really that does it like we do here. Thank you for that, Ward. InfoWarsStore.com, by the way. The products he mentions, InfoWarsStore.com is where to get them, folks. And we do have the best supplements. I mean, just like we try our best with our news coverage and our information, we do the best with our supplements as well. I mean, look at the hair and beard support formula. Folks, this is a joke. I mean, we're giving this thing away. It's 75% off. By the way, it works for me, in case you haven't noticed. The hair and beard formula is working for me quite well, I might add. Quite well. My barber appreciates hair and beard support for men. I go and see him quite often now.
Dinesh D'Souza's new film, 2000 Mules, is the most important documentary in modern times because it proves how the deep state stole the 2020 election and how they're planning to steal future elections and complete our journey to basically being like Venezuela. Now, it's great that it's online. It's great that millions watch it online. But you need to have the high-quality HD DVD in your library with the expanded extras so it can't be censored in the future and so you can show it to everyone you know. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 2000 Mules today and get it discounted up to 30% off when you get it with other documentary films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, the seminal classic that predicted the Great Reset, and of course Part 1, Part 2, and now the new Part 3 of COVID Land. Get them separate or get them together, massively discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. But everyone needs to have 2000 Mules in their library so the globalists can't censor it. InfoWarsStore.com to get 2000 Mules today.
Infowars.com/show.
Breaking news. Someone actually predicted this would happen months ago. I don't know. Elon Musk terminates deal to buy Twitter. Here is the official comment from the letter. Mr. Musk is terminating the merger agreement because Twitter is in material breach of multiple provisions of that agreement, appears to have made false and misleading representations upon which Mr. Musk relied when entering into the merger agreement, and it is likely to suffer a company material adverse effect, reads the letter, which was filed with the SEC. So the whole thing was a troll. I think Musk predicted this and knew it would go this way from the beginning. As to what happens next, I'm not sure. Will Twitter have to pay the punishment for lying to Elon Musk in this deal, or will they be protected once again? And do we lose hope that we'll have a big tech platform that will actually support free speech if Musk doesn't take Twitter over? I think he knew it was going to go this way from the beginning. What his end game is, though, I think is yet to be seen. At least I'm not in full understanding. This might have been his end game, to just expose Twitter. Or is it to eventually take it over? But that is breaking news right now. That deal is now terminated. So we shall see where it goes from there. Quickly, though, I want to get to some vaccine news, some COVID news. But let's flash the clocks back because this is such a powerful clip. Came across my news feed again, and I think it applies forever, really. This is an individual who called out the Pennsbury School Board last summer, but it's just a timeless evergreen piece that we need to remember, as no one still has been punished for all the crimes committed against humanity via the creation of COVID and the oppression post-COVID. Here's a great American, an immigrant, ranting against it in Pennsbury School Board last summer.
Snowflakes apparently have a bigger problem with public comment. It seems to me that you think you can supersede the United States Constitution. Well, I've got news for you, school board president Benito Mussolini. Your power does not supersede that of the U.S. Constitution and the First Amendment rights of the citizens of this great nation. Let's be very, very clear who has the power.
Mr.
It is
Campbell,
not government policy. Do not warn me or do not interrupt my time.
David.
This is my comment, not your comment. I'm quoting to you now from the United States Supreme Court 1964 case, New York Times versus Sullivan. This is constitutional case law in this country. This nation is founded on the, quote, profound national commitment to the principle that debate on public issues shall be uninhibited, robust, and wide open, and that it may well include vehement, caustic, and sometimes unpleasantly sharp attacks on government and public officials. That's constitutional case law in this nation. I don't have to be nice to you. Nobody behind me has to be nice to you. If you don't like living in the United States of America, then you can all move to Russia, Cuba, or China. This is the First Amendment. My right to critique your fascism, which is what this is constitutionally protected. We've got the school board president saying she'll do better at hitting the mute button in blatant violation of the Constitution for her lobbying and her advocacy of unconstitutional censorship. I want you, the school board, to terminate the employment of Dr. Charissa Gibson with immediate effect. And after you've terminated her employment, I want all of you to tender your resignations for hating on this country. We have a God-given constitutional right to critique you, and we can speak in any lawful tone that we see fit. And don't go looking around, Benito, because this is the United States of America.
That's just an evergreen piece right there. So many lessons to even be learned from it, still to this day, in that short two-minute clip. Now, here we are. Let's flash forward to today when there's still protocols for COVID and professional sports that are just ridiculous. And here's Mets pitcher Chris Bassett just talking about how ridiculous these protocols are in clip 20.
Ridiculous. We're still doing it.
What were you able to do during the last?
Everything. Threw, worked out, ran, everything.
Do you feel like you're at a normal workload for tomorrow, or is there any...
I hope. I don't know.
You feel fresher, like your arm from taking the time off?
I never felt worn down, so yeah, I feel normal.
You said it's ridiculous that we're still doing this. What do you kind of feel like the solution is at this point?
Stop testing it. Stop acting like COVID is far worse than a lot of other things. I mean, not trying to get too much into it, but I was never sick. Never had a symptom. So sitting out for 2 weeks or possibly a week for zero symptoms, I don't know.
So you get the gist of it there. I won't spend the rest of the segment covering that. You get the gist of it. It's ridiculous. People are slowly realizing it was ridiculous. And it'd be one thing if we just backed off all of it and said, okay, we realize COVID's not the threat we told you it was. But no, they just keep pretending it is. And so it's still an awakening process with the COVID lies. But then there's the vaccine lies. And that's a whole nother bird. And then the vaccine tyranny. They say, oh, no one was forced to take a vaccine. A really liberal keep lying. Army cuts 60,000 unvaccinated Guard and Reserve soldiers from training and pay as COVID vaccine mandate deadline passes. I know multiple people that have been removed from their service positions because they refused to get the vaccine. It's a huge story. It's a purge of our military is what it is. It's a purge of our military. They only want compliant leftists. That's all they want is compliant leftists. It's so funny. All you liberals, all you leftists, you think you're the rebels. You really do. You think you're the anti-establishment rebels. You're literally pawns of the establishment in every sense of that phrase, of every sense of the word. You are pawns of the establishment, and you really think you're the rebels? You're the compliant ones. Never say we will not comply. All you do is comply. But let me continue here. How's that vaccine working anyway? Not at all. Actually, Haiti did not vaccinate its citizens. The current vax rate is 1.4%, yet Haiti has one of the lowest COVID death rates in the world. Weird, huh? Yeah, it's simple. You don't play COVID, you don't have COVID. It's really what it comes down to. It's all a game. It's all an act. Kind of like gay marriage. Ooh, whoa. Pfizer crimes against our children, cardiac arrest of two-month-old baby, an hour after experimental vaccine. Folks, I'm seeing more stories, and of course it was going to take time for this one to catch up because, you know, it's a process of pregnancy, mothers getting vaccinated, double vaccinated, all the stuff. So we're now starting to see, I mean, babies are being born and just dying immediately with mothers that have been vaccinated or got vaccinated while pregnant. It's even worse, like bleeding out of their lungs, like melted brains. And this was just in their testing. 58 babies who received mRNA COVID-19 vaccine suffered life-threatening adverse events. And in the data that we do have, they had to say in the children's group, I forget the exact number, it was like 800 children tested with the vaccine. It was like 300 children could not finish the experiment. What? Did not finish? What is that? They don't have to tell you. And this is why Uruguay is suspending these vaccines. Uruguay court suspends COVID vaccines for kids under 13. A judge in Uruguay has prohibited COVID vaccines for children. Health ministry complies with the ruling. And they're still trying to get the actual ingredients of the vaccine released, but Pfizer will not comply. They don't want you to know what's in that secret experimental vaccine. But they want you to be afraid of monkeypox, which appears to just be an STD at this point. Man likely spread monkeypox at Texas bathhouse through sex with multiple men. Oh, I'm shocked. I mean, wow. Go figure. You're sticking it in the exit and you're getting sick. Again, I'm not here to judge gay people. I'm nothing against gay people. I mean, honestly, like even gay marriage isn't my biggest concern, but, you know, I've got opinions on it. But it's just this, monkeypox, lockdown, monkeypox outbreak. It's like 99% of the monkeypox people are having multiple gay sex, anal sex partners. So, I mean, it's pretty much just an STD that mostly gay men are getting. And we know why, because of sodomy. But they don't want to talk about that. They want everybody to be afraid of monkeypox. But see, lock everything down because of COVID. But then, monkeypox, which is worse for you than COVID, still not the worst thing you can get, but worse for you than COVID, but they're not warning gay people not to have anal sex. Oh, just like with the AIDS epidemic too, see? Oh, we want to keep you safe, so we're going to lock you down and shut down your business, but they're never going to tell you not to put your penis in the exit hole. See how that works? Because they love that too much. It's just disgusting. And, this is nice. Oh, so loving from the Chinese today. Chinese restaurants and shops celebrate Shinzo Abe's assassination with weekend specials on food, milk tea, clothing, and lottery tickets. Yeah, they probably get kickbacks from the Chinese communists for celebrating that. Wouldn't be surprised one bit. Very loving from the Chinese communists celebrating the assassination of Abe. Very nice, very loving. It's almost like they're at war.
The eugenicists over 100 years ago were very public about their plans. They financed major universities. They ran full-page stories and advertisements pushing their propaganda in the New York Times, other major newspapers, that the family as we know it is a bad thing and must be ended. And the first step in that is getting women out of the household and teaching women that
cooking dinner and taking care of your sons and daughters and husbands is a bad thing. And I was just sitting here tonight making dinner for my daughter, my 4.5-year-old daughter. My wife makes dinner a lot of times, but I like to make it as well. I love to make breakfast. And literally, it's the funnest thing on earth to make food for your family and be nutritive and then all sit down together and have that communal event. And that's what the system is attacking and bombarding, is our normal biological actions are coming together. They really are sick, evil, scientific cult of filth that want to domesticate us and turn us into lab rats. We cannot let this continue.
A riotous mob.
Whether they were present that day or were otherwise criminally responsible for the assault on our democracy.
Insurrections.
We will follow the facts wherever they lead.
Domestic terrorists.
The days of independent media are numbered. The government has made it illegal to oppose them. They are now debanking us behind the scenes. They want to bankrupt us and make us go away quietly. With practically half the population wanting to lock the unvaccinated up in camps, the traitors know they can shut us down by force. But that would accelerate the awakening exponentially. So be it. Make them silence us by force. This is the final battle of the information war. Give now. Buy products. Donate. Before everything changes, we need you to carry us through to the end. Victory or death. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
Here's a hilarious comic strip, Big Gender 27. I'm not sure the original artist. I'd love to give him credit. I just know it's titled Big Gender 27. And it says, I think it might be Tatsuya Ishida, but I'm not sure. It says, meanwhile at CERN, and it's got two scientists looking through a wormhole, says, we've opened up a portal to another dimension. Everything's upside down and backwards. Wait a second. I see someone. Let's try to communicate. Hello, sir. It's ma'am. Classic stuff right there. Just classic. Oh, I love it. Good stuff. Good stuff there. And so you have a White House ceremony yesterday. The Medal of Honor was given out to some people that didn't deserve it, quite frankly. Did not deserve it. And that would be Megan Rapinoe and Simone Biles. Now, quickly, Megan Rapinoe doesn't deserve it and never would deserve it, because she's an anti-American bully. And so I found this comic funny. It's Megan Rapinoe, you know, doing the liberal outrage when she sees the American flag. But, oh, she's going to get an American award? She's going to get the National Medal of Freedom? Oh, and she loves that, though, because it's all about her. But she spits on the flag, though. So she's just a selfish you-know-what. Remember this one? Megan Rapinoe would bully her teammates to kneel for the anthem. Yeah, she's a bully. She's a jerk. Is she a good soccer player that won a World Cup for America? Yep, she did win a World Cup. She was a good soccer player. But she was a jerk and she was anti-American and therefore should be disqualified from ever winning the Medal of Freedom. She should have never won it. She never deserved it. Now, the story with Simone Biles is a little different. I would say that if Simone Biles, who's young, I think she's 24, if Simone Biles lived another, 30, 40 years being a great American, making great accomplishments, helping other Americans, starting charities and doing stuff for another 40 years in America, then, okay, one of the greatest Olympic athletes and then just a great American, then maybe I could see the Medal of Freedom. Not at 24, just for Olympic accomplishments, especially after you quit. Simone Biles on Olympic Games, I should have quit way before Tokyo. And, here's why I think it's sad, because the last thing she did was quit the U.S. Olympics team. And she quit because she was scared of failure. That's why she quit. She was too afraid to fail, so she quit. So she let down her team in a team sport in the Olympics because she quit. And she stole a spot from a young girl who would have loved to compete at those Olympics, but couldn't because she took the job and quit. So I would say that eliminates you from receiving the Medal of Freedom. But I'd say if Simone Biles lives the rest of a long life as a great American, being a great steward for America and freedom and helping people, then okay, maybe. But not at 24 years old after you quit the Olympics. That's an embarrassment. But see, I didn't know Simone Biles' politics. I think we could assume where she falls. But she let the cat out of the bag now. And so now we know, now we really know why Megan Rapinoe and Simone Biles got the Medal of Freedom. Because they're good Democrat liberals. That's all. It's not for their accomplishments. It's because they're good stewards of the Democrat Party propaganda. And so Jenna Ellis rightfully says that Simone Biles and Megan Rapinoe do not deserve the Medal of Freedom. She's right. Jenna Ellis is right. But see, here's the problem with liberals like Simone Biles, who I hate to come on here and hate on, because I want to like Simone Biles. I want to like her. I want to lift her up. I want to say that's an American champion. But so then she comes up and she says, who is Jenna Ellis asking for everyone? And you see, right there is why liberals should never talk. If you don't know who Jenna Ellis is, you're clearly not well informed on politics or current events, and therefore your opinion on politics and current events is ignorant and irrelevant. When will you liberals realize that? You don't know what you're talking about, so shut up.
We have a giant sale going right now of amazing products that you and your family really, really need. And we also need the funding to stay on air and not have InfoWars shut down. You need these products. These are all amazing products at great prices at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the July 4th super sale, and it starts today. We have 50% off plus double Patriot points on Brain Force Plus, Ultra 12, Vitamin D3 Gummies, Ultimate Krill Oil. That's a huge deal. Lung Cleanse Plus, Busy Magnesium, Prostagard, Ultimate Fish Oil, VasoBeat Complete, 40% off on Knockout Sleep Support, Alpha Power, Living Defense Plus, Whole Food Multivitamin, Pollen Block, Survival Shield X2, all Dr. Jones natural products, massively discounted 40%, and up to 60% off in double Patriot points on Super Female Vitality. And finally, save a massive 75% off on hair and beard support formula. It's 75% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And don't forget the Alex Jones is Right t-shirt while you're there.
That means the Headbangers Hour is back. It's Michael Graves, it's Frank Cavanaugh, and they're with us for the rest of the hour. I've got a lot of stuff I want to get their opinion on, and if we can get through all of it, we will take phone calls. But first, guys, let's just give you an open mic. All the latest breaking news. What's your biggest story? What do you think about the assassination, the Biden administration, Gay Pride Month finally over, but it'll never end. Just the ongoing stories here every day. Let's start with Frank Cavanaugh. Let's give Frank the open mic here. What's your take on all things relevant right now, Frank?
Owen, I talked before about the teeter-totter, how there's two boxes on either side with rocks of opinions or pebbles. And
rocks? You mean liberal brains? Oh, I'm sorry, I'll stop.
People are like, They pushed the Great Reset down our throats so much that it's now the Great Reject. And that's what happened. Whoever blew up the Georgia Guidestones, it doesn't matter, because we've reached a new phase of this war where people like you, me, and Mike, we're willing to put ourselves out there to take the heat, basically, and say what needs to be said. Now we've reached the phase where whoever did that, they don't care if they get internet fame. They don't care if anyone knows them. They actually don't want to be known. And they took that thing down, and then immediately the county was on it, and they took the rest of it down because they don't want it there. None of us want the Great Reset, and so it's now the Great Reject. Globalism is inevitable, but it's not going to be the globalism that they want. It's the globalism that's happening right now, started in Canada, and then it went to the Netherlands, and now all of Europe, the whole world is now waking up. And it's going to take the two big giants, China and the United States. The people of China and the United States need to stand up. That's the only way it's going to stop anything, is we have to take responsibility. You look what Russia said about us. You look what China said about us. Owen was just talking about it. The United States of America being the biggest threat to the planet. We have to stop that, the American people, because if we don't, the world's going to stop it, and we're going to be blamed just like the Germans were blamed after World War II.
You know, that's such a powerful point. It's like, I mean, look at our relations with Japan now. We have a good relations with Japan. Let's not forget, we bombed Japan into oblivion not too long ago, folks, and history looks back at it as if it was a good thing. You can debate that or not. That's just how the story is told. And so I don't want this to happen. I'm just saying, I understand what you're saying, Frank. If Russia bombed the U.S. or something like that, and all of our political corruption and everything was wiped out overnight, I'm sorry, but history would say that's a good thing. I don't want it. I'd rather deal with it peacefully. I'd rather peacefully, politically, legally, lawfully remove these world criminals from our political system, from places of power, so that we don't have to have a nuclear war with the rest of the planet that realize the biggest scumbags on Earth and the biggest threat to this world are the American regime and leftists that openly promote pedophilia. So a powerful opening statement from Frank. Let's go to Michael now. Let's give Mike the open mic and get his thoughts on all things relevant.
My statement is not going to be as powerful as Frank's. Let me first say that you both look very handsome today. I am a representative of the Boiled Frog Society, and it's good to be here on the show.
How do you even get internet connection? You're like, folks, if you're listening, he's out in the woods. It doesn't look like there's a building within miles.
Do I have, is my service bad?
It's actually like the best you've ever had. I can't even believe it.
No kidding. All right, see that?
Looks great.
The Boiled Frog Society is already making leaps and gains in the world.
So you hopped out of your boiled frog tank and you've dried yourself off now to come onto the war room.
Yeah, unbelievable. Look, I hate looking out into the world and seeing all the things that we see, the death and destruction and the manipulation of things that are true. The way that people view our incredible country, the nation that we've built we've just been building it for a very short time, and the way that is rejected and hated upon is a very discerning thing. You know, Alex Jones opened his show yesterday with a very powerful monologue talking about wanting to leave the show and how he and all of you have to look at all of these things that you're looking at every day and how that's a difficult thing.
Well, and you know, I've been, sounds like you're out in the woods and you're surrounded by children. So this is like your number one enemy of the globalist here.
My child is yelling at me. I apologize.
It's all right. He's angry too at the state of America. But you know, I've only been here at InfoWars for, I guess 6 or 7 years now. It's amazing how the time flies. And I've been hosting the War Room, since 2017, and obviously I've not been in it as long as Alex, and you know, I've still got the gumption and the energy every day just like Alex has, but I can't even imagine doing this with this style for 20 plus years. I can't. I'm already burnt out on it, looking like it's like, how do I do this? How do we wake people up, but not with this sense of urgency, aggression that InfoWars is so effective with and known for? So I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to tell you. You know, I'm not trying to give people bad vibes here, but I mean, folks, I mean, Alex really looks sometimes like he's at his wit's end and at the end of the rope dealing with these people. I don't know how he still does it every day.
One of the points that was made is that behind this whole thing are behavioral scientists. So they know that we're going to look at the news. They know how to manipulate us. They know how to piss us off. They know how to make us angry. Remember, we're going to live in a more angry world. And these behavioral scientists who are using the least of these, the people that are most vulnerable and those who are still asleep and don't know what's going on, they're turning these people. They're turning these people into weapons against us that are going to turn against us, these people that do look into the future and see no hope and have no hope to become anything, and that turns a person inside out and destroys them.
That's what the Bible talks about with Satan's minions. And you know, you guys can relate to this. I mean, you had your careers, you had the bands that you founded kick you out because of your politics. I mean, that's what I'm saying, folks. I mean, look, I joined InfoWars thinking I wanted to be Alex Jones. Let me just tell you right now, as somebody that's personally witnessed and gone through a fraction of the stuff that Alex Jones goes through, you don't want to be Alex Jones. You don't want the globalists and the Democrats destroying your life every day like it's their top priority when they wake up. I've seen it, folks. And so, again, I understand why he sometimes struggles to even go on air. I haven't even been doing this, you know, half the time he's been doing it, and I can relate to that. But, I mean, Frank, I mean, you know what it's like. Something you work for your whole life just gets ripped out from under you.
Yeah, well, you know, I went through that, and it gives you the opportunity to rebuild. But I don't want that to happen to anybody. But if you do something for 25, 30 years, you get to retire, you know. And I'm sure Alex wants to do that. I was talking earlier about we're in a new phase of this spiritual war. And now the Alex Jones was right meme where the jar's overflowing with money, that's each one of us. That are we can take that back out when we're talking to individual people. And now is the time to be confident and firm and say, I was right, I am right, and I'm going to be right. We have to stop being reactionary, and we just have to be gently confident and firm and be like, this is how it is. Look, it's all ridiculous. And Simone Biles says, who's that asking for everybody? Because they want us to not exist. But we do exist, and we're the majority. They're the minority.
But imagine the hubris, though. Ownership. Imagine the hubris in admitting I'm totally ignorant on current events and news, so I'm going to be the voice of reason on current events of news, even though I don't even know anything about it.
Because it's part of the cancel culture, where, no, I'm done with those people. I'm done with the right. They don't matter. We do matter, and she doesn't matter. And they have taken Hunger Games and made it a reality. When I saw Megan Rapinoe getting that award today on Twitter, I thought it was a meme. I thought it was a joke.
No, seriously, that's so pathetic.
It's unbelievable.
They got the Medal of Freedom because they're good, loyal Democrats. That's what it was all about. Not for their life accomplishments. Simone Biles needs 20-plus more years of accomplishments. And Megan Rapinoe, who hates this country, never deserved the award. But they're loyal Democrats, so they get it.
At this point, best case scenario is a few years of hard times for us all. And if we don't turn it around soon, then it will only get worse. But as bad as things are, we still have time to prepare. And that alone is something to be grateful for. A gravity water filter will provide you with clean, healthy water, even in the event of your taps getting shut off. And having your own food will save you from getting ensnared in government FEMA camps. And if you've already stocked up enough for your own family, you might want to consider stocking up for your neighbors. Some of your neighbors might not be prepared for what's coming, but you can help them by having an abundance of storable foods and water filtration. Whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Stock up now at preparetoday.com.
Dinesh D'Souza's new film, 2000 Mules, is the most important documentary in modern times because it proves how the deep state stole the 2020 election and how they're planning to steal future elections and complete our journey to basically being like Venezuela. Now, it's great that it's online. It's great that millions watch it online. But you need to have the high-quality HD DVD in your library with the expanded extras so it can't be censored in the future and so you can show it to everyone you know. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 2000 Mules today and get it discounted up to 30% off when you get it with other documentary films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, the seminal classic that predicted the Great Reset, and of course Part 1, Part 2, and now the new Part 3 of COVID Land. Get them separate or get them together, massively discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. But everyone needs to have 2,000 Mules in their library so the globalists can't censor it. InfoWarsStore.com to get 2,000 Mules today.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
Jacob in Ohio, welcome. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, brother.
Great last caller. I just wanted to start with plugging your sleep supplement. It's basically the only way I get sleep anymore with all the gaslighting, demoralization, and absurdity. It's like we're living in a twilight zone, man.
All right, Eric in New Hampshire. Eric, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call. If I could, I just want to throw a quick plug out for the product. The X2 does wonders. I recommend it to everybody. If you're on the fence about it, get off the fence, get the product, support the info.
Tyler in Maine, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, it's great to be on with you. It's an honor.
Honor to talk to you.
Awesome. So first thing I wanted to do is say I love the products. Alpha Power, even at 29, if you ask my better half, she loves it, and it helps in the bedroom. So just number one for viewers.
Oh, it
there.
Definitely works. It's not a joke. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Infowars.com/show.
We're back here live on the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. It's the Headbangers Hour with Michael Graves and Frank Cavanaugh. Guys, I want to just throw some videos out and get a response from you. Let's see what kind of craziness we want to start with first here. Let's go with let's go to clip 12 here. This is leftists, liberals, and Democrats going full pedophilia on you, where they now do strip teases for kids, and they bring up the kids, and they now give them dollar bills. This individual drag queen had his testicles hanging out of his tutu in clip 12, and let's get Frank and Mike's response to this clip. See the kid there with the male strippers dressed as females, genitals hanging out of their leather onesie, and they do a strip dance. They drag the kid along, and then they give the kid dollar bills here coming up shortly. Let's see this. They tell the kid, shake it, shake it, shake it, and then give the kid dollar bills, and all the liberal parents cheer, and all the drag queen perverts cheer. So there you go. This is the left going full open pedophilia here. Michael Graves, your comments?
Well, I mean, what can you say? That's obviously that's child abuse. It's completely sexualized. A child of that age has no idea. They don't understand sexuality. It's so bad. And that is how far our society has come, where there are not people, where something like that is championed by people. And then you have other groups showing up at story time, you know, pedophile story time in the library. And they're upset that it's happening, and they're the ones that are being deep, like they're the bad ones. That is grotesque, and it really makes me sick in a profound way. in a physical way, obviously, but in a spiritual way when I see something like that, because it's the children that are being used as pawns. Those adults, they know, or at least they should know. Those children, they are innocent, and they're unable to have that understanding, and they're being manipulated. They are being manipulated from their natural growth of what they are supposed to be and turn into. This is an inversion of reality. This is an inversion of the truth. These are demons mocking us and trying to get us to surrender to it and just allowing us to give our children once again. One of the things I keep hearing over and over on these transmissions is that history is repeating itself, and history is repeating itself, and our society is giving our children to these demons. We're putting them in their mouths and allowing them to swallow them whole.
I like what you just said there. That's it exactly. Is these are Satan's demons mocking us? Because I was gonna make the comparison. There was this old viral video from years ago. You guys may or may not have seen it, and it's this old granny sitting on a rocking chair, and her grandchildren come up because they're doing a joke video, or maybe the great grandchildren. They're doing a joke video, and the grandma doesn't know any better, and so they go, "Grandma, do you want a blumpkin? Do you want a blumpkin?" And I won't tell you what a blumpkin is, folks, but it's a sexual act. And the grandma doesn't know what's going on. She's like, "Huh, Blumpkin? I like a Blumpkin. I'll take a Blumpkin." And it's like, I mean, it's funny. But the point is, the grandma doesn't know any better. The kids are using her for a joke. But that's what it is. These perverts are using the kids like a joke. Like, "Oh, come here, rub on my leg, do a lap dance, be a stripper." The kids don't know any better. They're being used and abused by these perverts. Frank, your comments.
And the people that are being used and abused are also the parents who have been psychologically manipulated, emotionally blackmailed to participate in this. And here's the thing. Mike and I were talking about this earlier the other day. We have to lose the fear of man. So many people don't want to be called a bigot. Look at what they're doing. I don't know what that is, but that's way worse than being called a bigot, okay, by bigots. So allow yourself to be called a bigot. And how I started today, I pointed out that we have to take charge again. We have to own it. We need to make public opinion so overwhelming that this cannot happen. Imagine the World War II. The United States at the beginning of World War II, we had a very weak military. That's how we are spiritually at the beginning of this war, at the beginning of COVID, at the beginning of the CRT and the LGBT fiasco, the global homo, the homogenization of the globe. We were very weak at the beginning. Now we're ramped up and we're in war mode. We're in war footing. But spiritual war, we must become overwhelming like the United States was at the end of World War II, where there was absolutely no way anyone on the planet could defeat us militarily put together. That's how we have to be, but spiritually. And the first way we do that is we sing and we praise what we love and we condemn what we do not love. And the only thing I want to be able to say with my First Amendment is I don't like you. I don't like you. I don't like what you're doing. I don't like what you're doing to my kids. I don't like what you're doing to this country. And that's the only thing that we need to say. I don't like this. And watch how it turns, because we're scared because we don't like being called a bigot. And they think, well, we can just manipulate them and tell them, say what we need to say. And we're accepting it. So grow up here.
Well, that's kind of like that's like the origin of the N-word becoming pop culture. Was that what, black people would use it because it was used as an insult against us. Hey, you're not insulting us, so we'll just take over the word and use it. And it's kind of becoming that with like, oh, bigot, oh, white supremacist. Like, it's such a joke because it's used inappropriately. It doesn't affect anybody anymore because it's just a lie. But, here's why we're weak spiritually. The Democrats love abortion. If states try to block a woman from getting medication the FDA has already approved that has been available for women more than 20 years, we will act to protect that woman's right to medication. That's what Joe Biden said. Was he talking about ivermectin? No, they banned ivermectin that works. He's talking about abortion. And he says, the court has made it clear it will not protect the rights of women. I will. Show me abortion in the Bill of Rights of the Constitution. You won't find it. That's why I'm signing an executive order to protect access to reproductive health care. So then they lie and they twist words and change words. No, it's about killing babies. And then the EU votes 324 to 155 to condemn the U.S. overturning Roe v. Wade. Why do these people love abortion so much? It's weird. But listen to this Elizabeth Warren clip. Because remember, what do the liberals say? Oh, you're pro-life till they're out of the womb. That's not even true. Adoption services, emergency pregnancy centers. And so listen to Elizabeth Warren. This is a shocking clip. Clip 14. We've gone from conservatives don't do enough to help mothers to conservatives do too much to help mothers. Listen to this.
Senator Warren also taking aim at pregnancy crisis centers.
Here in Massachusetts, these so-called crisis pregnancy centers outnumber genuine abortion clinics by 3 to 1.
She says women walk into the centers believing they'll get abortions. Instead, they try to talk women out of it. She calls it a bait and switch.
Oh my gosh, we're saving babies.
People who wish them harm. And that has to stop. We need to put a stop to that in Massachusetts.
Oh, you don't do enough to save babies. Oh, there's too many saving babies. I mean, these people are sick. Why are they so obsessed with abortion? Folks, it's a satanic ritual and it's an industry. It's a billion-dollar industry. They want to protect their billion-dollar industry, and they want to protect their satanic sacrifice of children. It must come to an end. It must. It must.
I want to thank all of you over the years who have supported InfoWars financially and with word of mouth and prayer. All the success that we've had together against the globalists, and the fact that we're not caught flat-footed during their major takeover is because of you. Humanity has a real fighting chance. I just want to thank you all for buying products at InfoWarsStore.com, like books and films and supplements and water filtration, air filtration, so much more. But for those of you that want to actually give us a straight donation so we get almost 100% of the money to fund our operation during this critical time, go to InfoWarsStore.com and right at the top, you'll see a link to make a straight donation. A one-time donation of $5, $10, $50, or a recurring donation you can cancel anytime. I want to thank all you that have donated. I want to encourage those of you out there that want to support freedom to take action now and be part of the global awakening, the new renaissance that's countering the Great Reset, by going to InfoWarsStore.com and clicking on the donate button and giving today. Thank you so much for your support. Please take action.
I'm a humble person, and I want to say that I'm just a man, but I'm not just a man. Just like you, no matter what color you are, whether you're a man or a woman, you were made by the creator of the universe who had a plan for you, who has a destiny for you. That's why the system hates you and fears you. And that's why they hate me. It's because the spirit I carry is one of justice and truth and courage and honor and will and love. My friends, the enemy's coming after me, not because I'm a loser, but because I'm a winner. They're coming after you, not because you're a bad person, because you're a good person, because you love God and God loves you. And so I signed up for this. I signed up for this fight. And I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer. But I can't fight this fight without you. And that's why I want you always to remember that I appreciate you and I thank you, because InfoWars is your fight. InfoWars is your baby. It's the thing you built. We did this together. So God bless you all. Let's keep fighting.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
Ooh. Well, you know they say a broken clock is right twice a day. And in newly revealed texts, Hunter Biden calls Jill Biden an entitled cunt. In newly revealed texts. Not everything going so well there in the Biden household. I mean, what a disaster this family is. I mean, Hunter Biden, drug addict, sex addict, porn addict. Okay, fine. Also, it probably engaged in all kinds of financial crimes with foreign countries. 10% for the big guy. Appears to not think very highly of Jill. Sleeps with his brother's wife. It's just this family is just an absolute disaster. But I think it's pretty clear that Jill Biden is definitely an entitled. Well, I think you guys know the rest of it. So we'll just leave it right there. I do want to show guys, it is the summer of rage. It's the liberal summer of rage. I've got some liberal summer of rage videos that I want to share here. Yeah, there we go.
Liberal summer of rage.
All right, guys, give me clip 23. This was in Portland, Oregon, actually just two nights ago. I don't know what Antifa was doing out there. Roll clip 23, guys. They're just marching around downtown Portland, and they just decide they're going to smash this person's windshield. One individual just hops on the vehicle, smashes the windshield, and commits a crime. And will certainly get away with that crime because it's Antifa. That's not all we have. We have a clip here of Ron Flipowski, or whatever his name is. He saw a bunch of American flags while he was vacationing in Florida, and he was upset. He was upset. He was triggered because he saw American flags. Maybe he should go try Russia or China or somewhere else if he doesn't like this country and the freedoms that come with it. He hates that, so he's triggered by the American flags. And then there's this one, and I want the audio of this one, guys. Listen to clip 13, and, well, just listen to it, and we'll get the follow-up response here. Listen to this liberal in clip 13.
Almost all mass shooters are cisgender men, and for some reason, we don't really talk about men being the primary problem. Can we please blame the patriarchy and not blame mental health? People with mental illness are far more likely to be the victims, not the shooter. Hmm. Remember, pinning everything on mental health is also a good way to distract you from focusing on the problem of gun ownership. And you know it's a distraction because the people in power who blame mental health don't give a shit about improving access to mental health care. They want you to think that all the shooters are crazy so that they can justify having all their guns. Whatever. I'm not saying anything you don't already know. This is fucking stupid and horrifying.
So, okay, there's the guy with the therapy shirt on who's clearly mentally deranged, saying, don't look at me, I'm not the threat. Hmm, interesting. I'd be looking exactly at that guy, actually, yeah, after seeing that video. But there you go, it's the liberal summer of rage. I mean, Michael, what do you think?
I don't even know what that guy said. That was such a word salad of just insanity.
And it was by the way, we want mental health care in this country.
I'm sorry. I have to apologize to all the InfoWars listeners because there might be a rooster behind me saying these things. But it's not the rooster that – see that? And it's just because they're mad at the people that are saying these things and the way that they're saying it. And we can't blame mental health on it. We have to blame the patriarchy. It's the patriarchy that takes all of these things and makes it the way that it is. I have no idea what I'm talking about. So I'm just going to make one of these things and sound this way and have these inflections in my voice so that it sounds like I'm saying something when really I'm not saying a damn thing.
Yeah, tell me you're psychotic without telling me you're psychotic. You know, Frank, what do you think about that?
And you know what, Owen? It's like on the DSM-4, it would have been mental illness. Everything that they're talking about, they're changing the whole definition of reality. And if you look at that Antifa video that happened right before it, 100 years ago, the KKK wore all white. Now the KKK wears all black. And that's what Antifa is. Antifa is the modern version of the KKK. And the video that Ron character posted, that's what I mean by being overwhelming. Be overwhelming. Everywhere there's a rainbow flag, there should be two American flags right next to it. Maybe one American flag and one black American flag because we don't surrender. You know, it's so ridiculous that they want us to be tired of doing anything about it. And now we have to be super over the top. What we've been doing for 20 years, we have to triple our efforts, but in a gentle way. And just be firm and know that everywhere you go, as you speak, you are an example to the reality that they want to deny.
And I liked what Ezra Lee, Ezra for Liberty, had to say. Oh, goodness. That will be the American flag, much more of this liberalism. The symbol, you know, everybody resonates. The symbol of the Nazis, the National Socialists, is a symbol of evil. And, you know, they were bad people. Everybody agrees with that. The symbol of communism and the hammer of sickle should be treated with the same amount of contempt as the Nazi logo, because they're both left-wing ideologies. They're both the biggest responsible for the most murders of humans in modern history is communism and Nazism, both left-wing ideologies. So why isn't the communist logo and ideology viewed in as much as contempt as the Nazi one? Well, it's because the left are liberals and they don't want you to know that they're secretly communists, guys.
But Owen, absolutely.
It's an indictment of our education system in this country as well. But it's all the same playbook. The education system doesn't treat those symbols the way that they should be and teach what they actually mean and what they stand for. No, they put them on punk rock shirts and they put them on, heavy metal shirts, and they indoctrinate it into the culture. Here we go again. Same thing. It's the slow turn of the heat up on the water to make us comfortable, to desensitize us to these things, so that you can throw around that symbology and just do what you want with it. It's a manipulation of the truth, which is demonic and it's satanic. And when that happens, all civilizations, all societies in the past have collapsed. We've only been here for 250 years. And we have examples of societies, of places on this planet, civilizations, thousands of years, plenty of examples. And again, it's the hubris as well as the success of our country, that leads us to believe that nothing like that epic could ever happen, where our society could fall so greatly. But it can, and it is.
And Owen, there's one communist nation that's never fallen, and that's China. In China, they fascism and communism had a baby, and its name is globalism. And that's why that the Soviet symbolism is not made to be evil, because they want it to be good. That's why that Mao is good to them. And
I wonder too, Frank, because you mentioned China's the communist country still standing. Actually, if you read the Chinese Constitution, basically, I guess it was written like over 1,000 years ago. If you read it, it's very similar to the U.S. Constitution, but of course, they don't live under that ideology anymore. But, I wonder too, Frank, could the Chinese system of communism even exist without the Western free market buying up all of its slave labor goods? I'm not sure it could.
No, it could, because it's not communism. It's globalism. It's globalism. And we live in a fascist state because we are controlled by the corporations. The corporations sponsor the LGBT agenda. And that is the definition of fascism. And we beat the Nazis, and America was the land of the free. We were the symbol of how to be a republic. And we all went to sleep. We had it so good. Our parents' generation basically had it so good after World War II that it's a country of spoiled brats. And you need to go to sleep hungry to know that you need to get up in the morning to work.
That's what I was saying, because I got another clip of this, guys. If you just want to roll clip 21 as we go to break here, because I was covering this yesterday, the fast food riot phenomenon that's ongoing right now. And in clip 21, I've got one here, but the fast food worker actually fights back, and it looks like takes like some sort of a cooking tool or spatula or something to these people's heads. Good. That's how they should be treated. And I said it yesterday. All these fast food riots, these are not the behaviors of oppressed people. These are the behaviors of spoiled, rotten brats. These are the behaviors of entitled people. And that's what's going on here with this fast food riot thing that's happening.
The July 4th, 2022 Super Sale is live and only running for 1 week exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Double Patriot points and 40 to 75% off. All items are at least 40% off, and some of our best sellers are 75% off. This is the biggest sale yet of the year. Some of these products we're selling at below cost. We've got to move them out of the warehouse to be able to continue to stay on the air. So please take action and declare independence from the New World Order by keeping the tip of the spear on air and getting great products at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all this July 4th for your continued fight for America, and I would encourage you to join the fight even harder now, because we're so close to winning. InfoWarsStore.com, and celebrate July 4th, 1776, part two against the New World Order, because the answer to 1984 is 1776.
Ladies and gentlemen, high-quality, storable food is back in stock, ready to ship right now. We've not been selling food for 3 months because it was taking several weeks for the food to get packaged and delivered to you. Most other companies are completely out, but now they have a large spectrum of high-quality food ready to ship. Everything you find at preparewithalex.com or preparetoday.com is in stock, ready to ship. So go to preparewithalex.com or preparetoday.com and order your high-quality, storable food right now, ready ready to ship to you and your family. With the inflation happening, with the food shortages, with the wars, with the collapsing borders, everything's happening, is one of the most important decisions you can make is to have high-quality, storable food, water filtration, air filtration, and more. And it's not just those items. It's hundreds of other high-quality preparedness items and survival items right now at preparewithalex.com that, again, redirects to preparetoday.com. I would not procrastinate, ladies and gentlemen. One of the most important things you can do is get ahead of inflation now because the inflation is just beginning. InfoWars has made history. You have made history in your support of InfoWars. And one of the biggest tools we've had to circumvent and override the censors has been Patriot Apparel, so we can identify each other, so we can spread the word, and so we can push people to websites like InfoWars.com so they can understand the globalist plan and how to stop it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, 2 months ago we announced we're blowing out of all of our designs of T-shirts, some of which go back more than 25 years. All these shirts are limited edition. They are about to be history and will only exist in your closet, your drawer, or your wardrobe. So, there's only 15,000 shirts of 60-plus thousand left. In a couple weeks, they'll all be gone and they'll be history. We're selling them all at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get one of these historic shirts, hoodies, long sleeves, ball caps, you name it, while you still can. I want to thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
InfoWars.com/show.
The young generation, like Prime Minister Trudeau, half of this government, are actually young nobodies of the world. Grateful. We penetrate the cabinets. The change is not just happening. The change can be shaped by us. We have to prepare for a more angry world. How to prepare? Take the necessary action to create a fairer world. I see the need for a great reset. So people assume we are just going back to the good old world which we had and everything will be normal again. This is, let's say, fiction. It will not happen.
There is only one way this pandemic is going to go. It's going to get worse and worse and worse.
The next crisis is already waiting for us around the corner. And it is the climate crisis.
There is the James Bond villain, Klaus Schwab, just you know, bragging about his public plan, how they're going to conquer the world. The World Economic Forum is going to put 99% of the planet into poverty before they eliminate them, as the Georgia Guidestones directed. Of course, those, again, were destroyed this week. Maybe the biggest news story, one of them. You know, you had the assassination, but just amazing stuff, guys. They brag about it. And then CERN turns on their time machine or portal gun or whatever the hell it is, and all of a sudden all these things, these crazy things start happening. I mean, I don't want to get too conspiratorial with it, but there's it's been a crazy week after CERN turned the Hadron Collider on. You had green skies in South Dakota, then followed up by these crazy funnel clouds that have never been seen before. Just wild stuff happening in South Dakota. And then, you know, also, and I'm not saying this is too weird, but there was a meteor that was caught in, on camera in clip 16. And, you know, I couldn't help but, think about, cause, you know, flat earthers claim, and there's truth to it, that, there's basically this radiation belt, if you will, that covers the planet as a protective thing. And I see the videos like these meteors all the time, and I realize, my God, literally, my God, when he created this planet, he actually gave us a protective barrier. I mean, a freaking meteor from outer space comes flying in to crash into our planet, and God gave us a protective barrier that destroys it. It's just amazing stuff. But there's no creation, guys. It's we're all just pond scum evolved.
No, Owen, look, after the show, look up the Earth's magnetic field. And it's like, dude, that if you want proof of God, look at that. It's generated by liquid iron, molten iron in the center of our planet. And the sun sends solar winds that would just shear everything off the face of the Earth. And the Northern Lights show the magnetic field that God created for this planet, for us to grow on, so that we can manifest out into the universe. And the spirit of Satan has us all tricked into the corporal world here, fighting each other, worrying about status, whether keeping up with the Joneses, all that. And it is, when you just step back and realize that every single second is a miracle of life on this planet, that the universe should blow you into space. That is like, nothing can stop you. And it's so beautiful. Oh, and I haven't seen that video. That's so beautiful.
Well, and that's the thing too. It's like, I know there's people that listen to this that aren't religious or agnostic or even nihilist, but they listen because they want to be informed. But I mean, that's why I talk about creation as an undeniable thing. I mean, creation is just undeniable to me, whether you want to be religious or believe in God. And by the way, I just thought this meme was hilarious. I told the crew to put it on the screen before we sign off for the week here. Kenny Rogers chicken, when Kramer was living next to Kenny Rogers chicken, it was always the red light. And so Jerry comes over and says, Kramer, what's going on in there? And then it shows the Georgia Guidestones collapsed, and Kramer says, we're rising against the New World Order, Jerry. So it's like this obsession. And you can relate to that, though. When you go up against the Satanists in the New World Order, it's an obsession. Like Kramer was obsessed with the chicken that was blinding him with the red light. But Michael, I mean, that's what we talk about. I mean, the more you look at God's creation, the more you realize creation is clearly the truth, whether you believe in God or religion or anything. I mean, clearly there was creation. This is way too mystical and mythical to be happenstance.
Yeah, well, like I said, you can see, well, you can't see completely what's behind me, but when you have a view of the world, whether it's the giant view of the world, like when you're in an airplane or when you break it down to a microscope and you start to get a sense of the largeness of things, then you also then get a sense of the smallness of things. All of a sudden, then you can then tap into the all things creation of how everything is working in such an amazing way. It's like an orchestra playing an incredibly complex song with all sorts of different parts. And in some way, every one of those parts rely on another one of those parts, even the destructive ones. I really think that we're at a point in time where it's like when you see something bad happen, like when you see an accident, there's that moment in time you go, did I just see that? This doesn't seem real. And then reality catches up to you. There is so much broken. We are in so much trouble. There is so much corruption and violence and evil. We have a terrible evil problem in this world, which is not a surprising thing to believers. But we are at such a moment in history that I think for a lot of people, it's hard to imagine just how much trouble we are actually in. And with that needs to come us going out into the world and loving on people and ministering to them and service, you know, serving them, and letting everybody know that their life is worthwhile. And we have to get through what's coming.
You know, and I think there's kind of a natural growing process of curiosity, and there's a level of curiosity when you're young, and then you kind of, it's more of a kind of a mystical, universal curiosity that you can't really understand. And then you kind of come more down to earth. You go through puberty. You like more of the worldly things. And then kind of you go into a second stage after that. This is general human psychology. It not applies to all, but then you go into a kind of a second stage of curiosity after that. Usually it's about college age. Again, people experiment sexually with drugs and all this stuff. But then after that, you kind of come back out of that curiosity and you just kind of back falling into your place on the planet, and you're not really observant of creation. You're not really appreciative or curious about it. And I think that's why in so many cultures like Peru or Brazil, you when you get into your older age or you have a midlife crisis, they send you into the Amazon forest to take ayahuasca, and you basically go in there with a shaman for a week, and this crazy psychedelic natural herb that, you know, some people say makes you see into different dimensions, speak to God. Some people use the what's it called, the DMT 4.0 or whatever, the one you can get out of toads. It's a different one that comes out of plants. It's these psychedelic drugs that exist through culture. And I can see why. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and act like I've never tried them. And I can see why. And I can see why you would do that later in life to re-energize your curiosity for creation, to re-energize your spiritual connection to the planet and the creator that these psychedelic drugs do. And there is something there. That's why the government tests with them and thinks they can map out these alternative dimensions when you're seeing into them.
You know, history doesn't repeat, but human nature repeats. And there's cycles that humans go through in their life, you know, just like what you're talking about. Mike and I are both, I'm 52 now, so, you know, I'm feeling my age. And we basically both decided to live where it's just, it's constant nature all the time, because that is our connection to God. You don't need to take anything. You just need to be quiet and listen.
Oh, yeah. That's and why, what's his name? I always forget the great philosopher lecturer's name. He said when you take psychedelic drugs, it's like a cheat code, because, like, if you look at ancient Eastern cultures, they basically meditate their entire lives to reach the point where they can hallucinate, quote unquote, hallucinate without even having to take a drug. It's like it's the ultimate connection to the earth, where if you take the DMT or the ayahuasca, that's basically the cheat code. Oh, my gosh. I forget the philosopher's name.
There's a great quote from William S. Burroughs, I think, that says, "Believe in God, but row away from the rocks." We have reached a point in our life, certainly, where we're doing a lot more rowing away from the rocks. We believe in God, but we row away from the rocks.
But yeah, exactly. It's being connected to the divine creation of earth and nature and everything. Guys, we're out of time. Frank, I know you were trying to say one more thing.
And the reason we keep losing is because we don't call them what they are. They're globalists. Dan Crenshaw's a globalist. You, me, Mike, we're in it. Everyone listening to us needs to be like that man at that school board meeting. You need to take over your local politics.
Yeah, that's it exactly. Right, if you're asking somebody, hey, what can we do to better things, ask yourself that and then be the answer. That does it for the InfoWars War Room for this week. We'll be back live on Sunday night. We'll see you then. Stay classy, InfoWarriors.
We have a giant sale going right now of amazing products that you and your family really, really need. And we also need the funding to stay on air and not have InfoWars shut down. You need these products. These are all amazing products at great prices at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the July 4th super sale, and it starts today. We have 50% off plus double Patriot points on Brain Force Plus, Ultra 12, Vitamin D3 Gummies, Ultimate Krill Oil. That's a huge deal. Lung Cleanse Plus, Fizzy Magnesium, Prostagard, Ultimate Fish Oil, VasoBeat Complete, 40% off on Knockout Sleep Support, Alpha Power, Living Defense Plus, Whole Food Multivitamin, Pollen Block, Survival Shield X2, all Dr. Jones natural products, massively discounted 40%, and up to 60% off in double Patriot points on Super Female Vitality, and finally, save a massive 75% off on hair and beard support formula. It's 75% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And don't forget, the Alex Jones is Right t-shirt while you're there.
The powerful combination of both vitamin C and zinc are great stepping stones to leading a healthier life. InfoWars has made it easier to make sure you are getting enough in your system with a supplement that contains both. This InfoWars Life offering vitamin C plus zinc with rose hips should be your next purchase from the InfoWars store. The rose hips contained within are a part of the rose flower just below the petals that contain the rose plant seeds. Natural chemicals found in the hips may even be helpful
available for a variety of health conditions, including those with osteoarthritis and for those with pain after surgery, studies have shown. As for vitamin C and zinc themselves, you probably already know that they play an important role in nutrition, immune defense, and the maintenance of your everyday health. It has been reported that intake of both is often inadequate, even in affluent populations like here in America. So next time you visit, be sure to check it out at InfoWarsStore.com, where we promise our rose hips don't lie.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.